The Salem Red Sox are on the air.
He lines this one in a left field. Ochoa looks up, and you can kiss it goodbye. Yoelis Cespedes into the Salem sky. Tied, no more. Two ball, two strike count. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Swung on and dumped over to the shortstop, Cespedes. Underhand toss to De Leon. Fired a first in time. It's a 6-4-3 twin-killing double play, and the Sox get out of it untouched.
Every pitch.
Here's the 1-2. He adds another. Chase Sprague, three up, three down, three strikeouts for the southpaw.
Every hit.
Swung on in line, in the left field. You can't forget about it. Andrew Musin, his second home run of the afternoon, and the Sox put up an 8 spot in the sixth.
Every moment.
Kind of grounded up the middle. De Leon fields it. Touches second base himself. Fires to first. Jimenez has it. Double play number 5 for the Salem Red Sox. And you could put a bow on this ball game. The 0-2 offer. Swing and a miss. Taking off for third. The throw is on the money. They got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Salazar and Futrell. The battery is charged up and well.
Found right here on MILB.TV.
First pitch, he swings and sets this one in the right field. It is hooking, and it's down for a fair ball. Here comes Asensio. He'll score with ease. The Red Sox win it. Nathaniel Uten, the first pitch he sees, placing it into right. Cue up dirty water. The Sox are victorious.
The road to the show starts here. It's time for Salem Red Sox baseball. For today's pregame report, here's the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
Hello from Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark on this Sunday afternoon. The Salem Red Sox are on the air. This afternoon, the Red Sox single-A affiliate plays host to the Charleston River Dogs, the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, for game number 6 of this 6-game series and game number 9 of this 9-game homestand for the Salem Red Sox. Well, coming out of the All-Star break, the Sox knew they were going to have this 9-game homestand to really work with, 3 against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and then 6 against the Charleston River Dogs. And he really could circle it on the schedule for Salem, like, hey, this is a big opportunity for Ozzie Chavez and the Red Sox to make up some ground. And the homestand has been a little bit of ups, a little bit of downs, but it's really been back and forth for the Red Sox over the last 8 nights. A night ago, it was all Charleston in Game 5 of the series. 5-0, the River Dogs took down the Red Sox. Salem was not able to muster a run in that game a night ago. Just 5 hits for the Red Sox, 2 of which coming off the bat of Nathaniel Uten. Salem, they didn't get many opportunities with runners in scoring position. We talked about how that was really the big point of emphasis for Salem, was converting in the runners in scoring position opportunities. However, for the Salem Red Sox, they only had a few opportunities like that a night ago, and they converted on the few that they did. 5-0 last night. It was a pitcher's duel through the first 6 innings, believe it or not. It was 0-0 heading into the top half of the 7th inning, and then from there, Charleston took a hold of the ball game, 2 runs in the 7th, 3 runs in the 8th to win it 5-0. A couple highlights, though, on the pitching end for Salem. Joiker Fajardo, the brand-new top 30 prospect for the Salem Red Sox, for the Boston Red Sox, that is, went 5 1/3 last night, and arguably his best start of his career, a career-long 5 1/3, 3 strikeouts, did allow 5 hits, but no runs allowed. So Joiker looked really good before he turned the baseball over to Calvin Bickerstaff, who allowed the 4 earned runs in a losing effort for Calvin. And then after that, you went to Joe Vogatsky, who pitched the last inning and 2/3 in that game, and those were the only 3 pitchers used by the Salem Red Sox in that ballgame a night ago. You flip the page to game number 6 of the series between Charleston and Salem. The Sox will try to get back in the win column before they hit the road to Lynchburg next week, while Charleston will try to conclude this road trip they have been on. 9 games that Charleston has been on the road for so far, and they've looked pretty good on the road trip so far. They took 2 out of 3 against Hickory last week, and already they are 4-1 against the Salem Red Sox this week in Salem. So the Sox will try to reverse fortune, you could say, in the finale of this 9-game homestand. The River Dogs at 51-42 rather this season. Charleston at 16-11 in the second half. The River Dogs currently sit in 3rd place of the South Division. Looking at the standings, you have the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in 1st place at 21-7. The Hickory Crawdads at 19-10. They sit in 2nd place with the Charleston River Dogs in 3rd place. You got Augusta in 4th place at 13-6. Kannapolis in 5th. And the Columbia Fireflies rounding things out in the sixth spot. Over in the North Division with your Salem Red Sox, the Carolina Mudcats pace the way at 18-9. You have the Fredericksburg Nationals at 16-11 in second place. Fayetteville in third place at 13-5. Lynchburg at 12-16. They are in fourth place with the Salem Red Sox in fifth place at 11-18. And the Delmarva Shorebirds rounding things out in the sixth spot at 9-20. So those are the standings entering play for the Carolina League. Again, Charleston at 51-42. You have the Salem Red Sox at 37-56. The Sox are at 11-18 thus far. We're just about ready for the first pitches here at Carilion Clinic Field, the ceremonial first pitches on a hot and humid Sunday afternoon. The temperature at first pitch will be 91 degrees and partially cloudy. The wind will be 7 miles per hour blowing out towards left field. So it's going to be a hot one out there for both teams. But, you know, I think I was told earlier there was going to be potentially some rain that might be circulating around the area. However, we'll see if that affects this game or not here today. But nonetheless, it is going to be a hot one. So some fans trickling into the ballpark a little late here. We're about 10 minutes away from first pitch. We'll give you your starting lineups for these two ball clubs. We start with the visitors from Charleston, South Carolina. The lineup that manager Sean Smedley has penciled in goes like this. Ricardo Gonzalez bats in the leadoff spot, the switch-hitting shortstop in his 81st game of the season. Yes, you heard me correct. Theo Gillen not batting in the leadoff spot. Gillen will be given a night off for the Charleston River Dogs. He's played in all five games of this series so far, the number two prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, a guy that's absolutely torched the Salem Red Sox in getting on base this week. He will be given the afternoon off, so Ricardo Gonzalez bats in the leadoff spot. Narciso Polanco, the left-hand swinging second baseman, he bats in the two-hole in his team-leading 85th game of the season for Narciso. Nathan Flewelling, the catcher, bats in the three-hole. Nathan, the number 20 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, Flewelling on a seven-game on-base streak, he bats in the three-hole. Angel Mateo, the center fielder, he was given the night off last night, but Mateo leads the River Dogs in batting average, home runs, RBI, and hits. He's back in the lineup, manning his usual cleanup position. Ryan McCoy, the left-hand swinging right fielder, he's in the five-hole. McCoy, a guy who was signed by Tampa Bay earlier on Monday, plays in his sixth game of the week. Still trying to get used to the pitching here at the single-A ranks. A guy that has struck out a whopping 12 times in this series so far. He'll look to change fortune against this Salem Red Sox team. You got Larry Martinez, the first baseman, who bats in the sixth hole. He's on a five-game on-base streak. Martinez rounds out the middle third. Jeter Garcia, the designated hitter, bats seventh with Jose Contreras, the left fielder, in the eight hole. Rounding things out, it is Jose Monzon, the third baseman, batting ninth and playing third base. So again, the lineup for Charleston goes Gonzalez, Polanco, Flewelling, Mateo, McCoy, Martinez, Garcia, Contreras, and Monzon. The starting pitcher for the Charleston River Dogs will be the 25-year-old right-hander out of New Johnsonville, Tennessee. It's Andrew Lindsay for the second time this week. The former Tennessee Volunteer pitched on Tuesday, went 2 1/3, allowing 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which earned in a no decision off 56 pitches. He was piggybacked by Jaden Volker in that game on Tuesday. It was supposed to be Jacob Kamatz who got the start for the Charleston River Dogs. However, show up at the ballpark, you see the lineup card, and Andrew Lindsay was penciled on there for manager Sean Smedley. So Lindsay will make his fourth start with Charleston this season, his second start of the week for the visitors from Charleston. Lindsay's opposition for the Salem Red Sox will be a guy making his single-A baseball debut. It's Jesus Travieso, the 18-year-old out of Venezuela, an international free agent signing in 2024 by the Boston Red Sox, a guy who was called up from the Florida Complex League now 2 days ago on Friday afternoon. He was a part of four moves that the Red Sox put through on Friday. It saw Framy De Leon and Luis Cohen get the call up to the High A Greenville Drive, and Travieso and Jose Bello getting the call from the Florida Complex League. So a guy that was very good over the month of June in the Florida Complex League. We'll touch on him more as he takes the rubber for his warm-up pitches, but he was pitching to a sub-1 ERA over his last 9 appearances. So Travieso will try to continue that sort of production against Charleston in the series finale on this Sunday afternoon. The lineup behind Travieso, penciled in by first-year manager Ozzie Chavez, goes like this. Justin Gonzalez bats in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. He was given the night off last night. However, Gonzalez is on an 8-game on-base streak, team's leader in batting average atop the lineup. Starlin Nunez, the switch-hitting shortstop, bats in the two-hole. Nunez, a night ago, was in the leadoff spot for Gonzalez, and he put together an okay game at the plate. You know, he put four good pieces of contact into the field, was unable to record a hit, but it felt like all four of those swings for Nunez could have gone for a base hit, so an unlucky night for Starlin last night, but he's back in the lineup in the two spot. Yoelin Cespedes, the second baseman, bats in the three hole. Cespedes in his team-leading 78th game of the season, the number 10 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization on a 9-game on-base streak, 8-game hitting streak. Yoelin rounds out the top third. Andrew Musset, the catcher, bats in the cleanoff spot. Musset was given the night off last night, but he is back in the lineup for his 71st game of the season, manning the responsibilities behind the dish. Nathaniel Yuten, the left-hand swinging left fielder, bats in the five hole. Yuten had two of the team's five hits a night ago, a guy that's on a 9-game hitting streak and has been on a tear over his last 40 games since the middle of May. Yuten trying to continue that in the five hole. Endy Azokar, the designated hitter, bats six, with Frederick Jimenez, the first baseman, batting seven. After Frederick in the eight hole, it is D'Angelo Ortiz, the third baseman. The son of David Ortiz did not play last night, but he will make his third career single-A baseball appearance here on this Sunday afternoon in the eighth spot. And Yosander Asensio, the center fielder, rounds things out in the nine hole. So again, the lineup for the Salem Red Sox goes Gonzalez, Nunez, Cespedes, Musset, Yuten, Azokar, Jimenez, Ortiz, and Asensio. Starting pitchers, Andrew Lindsay for the Charleston River Dogs and Jesus Treviso for your Salem Red Sox. We will step aside on MILB TV when we come back. First pitch between Charleston and Salem, game six of this series. The finale, River Dogs trying to head back home with a win. The Red Sox trying to conclude this homestand with a big win. Back in 90 seconds.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end-of-season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox begin their warm-ups here, and you see Jesus Treviso, the first time out in the Salem Red Sox whites. The 18-year-old out of Venezuela, standing 5'11", 140 pounds, has the knee-high Red Sox. He makes his 11th start of the season, 13th overall appearance after the majority of that, all of that, rather, came in the Florida Complex League. You see his FCL numbers, a 1-3 record, a 2.77 ERA, and 52 strikeouts to the 25 walks. A guy who has been lights out with the Florida Complex League club this season will try to continue that sort of production here at the single-A ranks. Treviso throws a fastball, a slider, and a changeup here in his single-A baseball debut. The lineup he goes up against for Charleston goes like this. Ricardo Gonzalez bats in the leadoff spot, the shortstop. Narciso Polanco, the second baseman in the two-hole, with Nathan Flewelling, the catcher, batting third. Middle third goes Angel Mateo, Ryan McCoy, and Larry Martinez, the center fielder, right fielder, and first baseman, respectively. In the seven-hole, it's Jeter Garcia, the designated hitter, with Jose Contreras, the left fielder, manning the eight-hole. Jose Monzon, the third baseman, rounds things out and bats ninth. Righty on lefty, we start to Ricardo Gonzalez. Travioso works from the line and whips the first pitch home. It's a fastball, called strike at the knees, and we're underway at 1:05 p.m. Again, the temperature at first pitch, the 0-1. It's another fastball, called strike on the outer third, 0-2. 91 degrees, partially cloudy, 7-mile-per-hour winds blowing out towards left field. Travioso whips home the 0-2, swung on and dribbled foul down the first baseline. Remains 0-2. Ricardo Gonzalez batting in the leadoff spot. The first time this week that Charleston will lead off with somebody other than Theo Gillen, the number two prospect in the Rays organization, given the night off. The 0-2 is swung on and grounded to Cespedes at second. Falls to a knee, fields it, gets up, fires to first. Jimenez has it. Out number one. The defensive alignment for the Red Sox. You got Uten in left field, Asensio in center, and Gonzalez mans right field. D'Angelo Ortiz plays third, Nunez at short, with Cespedes at second base, and Jimenez the first baseman. Musette does the catching, and Travioso the starting pitcher. Red Sox out in their Sunday bests, the all-white look, white jerseys with the Red Sox lettering across the chest. The first pitch to Polanco, he swings and clubs this one into left field. Uten loses the cap and will watch as this one hits in foul territory, 0-1. The Red Sox lettering arched over the jersey of the Red Sox. Red numbers on the back, white pants, Red Sox, red belts, red undershirts, and the navy blue baseball caps with the red Salem Sox S on the fronts. Charleston out in the Tampa Bay Ray light blue jerseys. The Holy City text arched across the chest. The 0-1, it's a breaking ball inside on Polanco. He backs his way off the plate, 1-1. Great pants for Charleston. The blue stripe down the side, blue belts. They've got the blue undershirts with the blue baseball caps, the 1-1. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. The cap is a different shade than the jersey. The jerseys are that Tampa Bay Rays light baby blue. The caps are a little bit more of a navy blue with the yellow brim. So a little bit of a different look. The 2-1 pitch, it's a fastball missing at the eye level of Polanco. 3-1 now. Travioso, that fastball will get up there to the high 90s. Hops off at 98. The 3-1 pitch is swung on and lined down the first baseline. One hops off the tarp. It's now full. Polanco, the team's leader with 85 games. On a 5-game run streak, believe it or not, he scored in every game that has been played this week at Carilion Clinic Fields. Sidestep and the payoff pitch from Travioso. It's a breaking ball that runs low and away, and Polanco will work a 6-pitch walk for the first base runner of the afternoon. One out and a man aboard, and Nathan Flewelling will be the new batter. Flewelling, the number 20 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. A guy that's been very streaky this week, 4-for-17 in the 4 games he's played thus far. He did have that big home run 2 nights ago, snapping a 20-game homerless streak for the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch home, he swings and grounds this one past the reach of Cespedes in a right field. Up to second is Polanco, he's chugging for third. Gonzalez bullet to third and retreating to second base is Polanco. Thought about getting the extra 90 feet, but Justin Gonzalez rifling in one in from right field. And they will keep Polanco on second with a single for Nathan Flewelling. So runners on first and second, Angel Mateo will be the new batter. Who scored top of the first, the finale between the Charleston River Dogs and the Salem Red Sox. Charleston will get to go home to the Joe next week after 9 consecutive games on the road. Salem will have to hit the road for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Righty on righty, first pitch to Mateo, and there will be a pitch clock violation called. So Travioso kind of started his windup, and as he went to stride forward, he ended up eating the baseball, not throwing it. But the pitch clock violation called on Travioso, it starts 1-0. The hurler from dead middle of the rubber brings the 1-0 home. It's a fastball, called strike on the inner third at 95, 1-1. And Travioso still getting used to that pitch clock, a guy who pitched in the Florida Complex League where there is a pitch clock down there, but it's not always visible at all the ballparks. The 1-1. Mateo swings and misses on the 85-mile-per-hour changeup low and away, 1-2. So sometimes it could be a little panicking when you could see the clock behind home plate and you got to realize, oh, I've only got 3 seconds. I got to get this pitch off. And sometimes you're just a little too late. The count is a ball and 2 strikes on Mateo. The pitch home. It's a fastball missing the outer third. Travioso tried to paint the outer third, but home plate umpire Parker Powell said it was just out. And the count's now 2-2. Runners on first and second. One out, top of the first. No score between the River Dogs and the Red Sox. Getting underway at 1:05 on this Sunday afternoon. The 2-2 deal is swung on and popped into shallow right field, playable for Gonzalez. He will settle under it and make the catch for out number two. Routine F number 9 to Justin Gonzalez. And just like that, two outs, and Ryan McCoy will swing it from the left-hand side. Ryan McCoy, the tall 6'5", 230, first baseman slash right fielder for the Charleston River Dogs. Enters in a 5-for-21 mark this week. Not bad for his first week of single-A baseball. First pitch, a fastball, flirts the outer third. It starts 0-1. He has struck out 12 times this week, so that could be kind of his big blemish of, you know, hey, first six games in the affiliated ball ranks, but he does have 5 hits to show for it. He's been on base all 5 games. The 0-1, a fastball runs high at the eye level of McCoy, 1-1. I mean, he's got hits in 4 of the 5 games of this series so far. The one exception was Friday night, in which he went 0-2 with 2 runs and 2 strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch, McCoy swings and lines this one over to Cespedes at second, and he catches the flare shot out of the air for out number 3. Well, no, 4 is the third out of the first. The River Dogs bring 5 hitters to the dish. No runs off a hit. They leave 2 men aboard. We go to the home half of the first. No score, Charleston and Salem.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end-of-season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
It's time for more Salem Red Sox baseball. Let's head back out to Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
After zeros posted in the top half of the first, the Red Sox come to bat for the first time against Andrew Lindsay here at Carilion Clinic Field. It is the second time that Lindsay will go up against this Red Sox team this week. The right-hander out of Tennessee, both the university and the state, pitching to an 0-1 record with a 7.88 ERA with Charleston in his previous 3 outings. Just 8 innings pitched, 14 hits allowed, and the lineup that he goes up against for the Red Sox reads like this. Justin Gonzalez, the right fielder, bats first, with Starlin Nunez, the switch-hitting shortstop, in the 2-hole. Yoelan Cespedes, the second baseman, bats third, Musette, the catcher, in the cleanup spot. Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder from the 5-hole, and Niaz Okar, the DH, bats sixth. Frederick Jimenez, the first baseman, bats 7th. D'Angelo Ortiz, the third baseman, bats 8th. And Yosander Asensio, the center fielder, bats in the 9-hole. Gonzalez points out to right field, center field, left field before getting into his batting stance in that right-handed batter's box. First pitch whipped home from Lindsay. It's a fastball called strike on the outer third. It starts 0-1. Gonzalez, a big guy at 6'4", 210 pounds, gets those hands set up by his right ear, kind of keeps him set before he fires back, and the 0-1 swung on it, grounded up the middle, and this one will get through the shift into center field. Justin Gonzalez just kind of loaded up at the dish and uncoiled it for a slow roller up the middle, and he has got his 59th hit of single-A baseball this year, and the leadoff man is aboard for Starlin Nunez. Nunez snapping a 10-game on-base streak a night ago. Went 0-for-4 in the leadoff spots. It was a game that the Red Sox just really couldn't get the offense going. Just 33 total plate appearances. First pitch, he swings and nubs this foul down the third baseline, 0-1. I mean, you look at innings 6, 7, 8, and 9. So that's 4 innings. The Red Sox only brought 10 hitters to the dish. The Charleston bullpen only faced, what's that? If I can do my math right, 3, 6, 9. I guess they faced, so 13 batters in the last 4 innings. The bullpen faced 10 batters. That's where I was going with that. So 10 batters up in the span of 3 innings. Red Sox did not rally all that much a night ago. Didn't have a hit in the back third of that game. The 0-1 pitch from Lindsay. Nunez swings in. Lines his foul off the net behind home plate. 0-2. That last hit was an Endiazo Carr single in the sixth inning a night ago. But then Claver Salazar grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to erase Azo Carr and just bring three hitters to the dish for the Red Sox in that sixth. Quickly, it's 0-2 as Andrew Lindsay toes the rubber from the first base side. Leg kick and the pitch home. Nunez swings and lines this one into center field. It's down for a base hit. Gonzalez on his way to third. The throw from Mateo will be just wide and go all the way to the pitcher, Lindsay covering. Up to second is Nunez. And the Sox have two runners in scoring position now. Just a little flare into center field for Starlin Nunez. Second hit for the Red Sox in as many batters. And now gives way to Yoelan Cespedes. This is a great time to talk about our Michael Franzese's key to the game for the Salem Red Sox. Michael Franzese's and his team of agents and investors brokered by eXp Realty have the cash flow experience and knowledge of the Roanoke market to guide you to your next income property. Connect with them at RoanokeValleyPropertyInvestors.com. First pitch slider runs in the dirt to Cespedes, 1-0. The Michael Franzese's key to the game for the Red Sox is they need to convert with runners in scoring position. Since the All-Star break, the Red Sox have left the second most men on base in the Carolina League at 62 guys. So they need to bring that number down and try to convert with runners in scoring position. The 1-0, a fastball called strike on the outer third, 95 on the gun. It's now 1-1 to Yoelan. It was 3 nights ago the Red Sox went just 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position, 3-for-11 2 nights ago, and then last night they didn't see a whole lot of wrist opportunities, but they need to convert with runners in second and third here. The 1-1, Cespedes watches a fastball. This one misses the outside third. It's now 2-1. And again, the URL for Michael Franzese's and his team of agents and investors brokered by eXp Realty is RoanokeValleyPropertyInvestors.com. The count is 2-1. Cespedes sees the pitch. It's a fastball that misfires away. 3-1 now. Yoelan, the number 10 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, moved down 3 spots with the graduation of Roman Anthony moving out of prospect status. He was the number 1 prospect in baseball until earlier this week. The 3-1 pitch to Yoelan, he swings and fouls it off the glove of Fluelling. Got a piece of that 93-mile-per-hour heater. It's full. So Franklin Arias get the jump to the number 1 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Joiker Fajardo took the spot from Roman Anthony. He's the new number 30 prospect in Boston's organization. So the Salem Red Sox have 3 top 30 prospects now on the roster. Righty on righty, the payoff pitch home. Yoelan swings and dribbles this one foul down the third baseline. He's got a piece of that 94-mile-per-hour heater and will do it again. Yoelan is 4-for-17 this week in the 4 games he's played. An active 8-game hitting streak, active 9-game on-base streak, both season longs for the Azua Dominican Republic kid. Runners on second and third, no outs, bottom of the first, no score. Sox threatening here in the first. The payoff pitch, Yoelan swings and flares this one into right field. It will drop for a base hit. Gonzalez scores, Nunez breaking for the plate. McCoy's throw will be cut off by Martinez. It's a 2-RBI single for Yoelan Cespedes, and the Sox strike in the first. It's 2-0. 3 straight singles off the bats of Gonzalez, Nunez, and Cespedes to welcome Andrew Lindsay into this ballgame, and Andrew Musette will look to continue the trends as he bats in the cleanup spots. And it felt like after the offensive showing last night, the Red Sox were due for a hot start. And they have come out of the gate firing so far. 3 hitters and 3 batters. First pitch to Musette is a fastball. This one a called strike of the belts. 0-1. Sox only had 5 hits a night ago. They already have 3, and we are just 3 batters into the bottom of the first. It's righty-on-righty as Lindsey chose the rubber from the first base side. The lanky right-hander fires home the 0-1. It's swung on and lined in the left field. Chasing back Contreras. He looks up, and this ball is gone. Andrew Mousset, touch them all. Red Sox offense showing the fire in this first inning. It is now 4-0, good guys. Four batters into the game. Mousset got a good swing on that pitch from Lindsey, rocketed it to left field, and all Contreras could do was look up and watch. It is the fifth home run for Andrew Mousset on the season. And it is the 56th home run for the Salem Red Sox. As Daniel Uten will be due up, first time called by Nathan Flewelling, the catcher. It's the first single-A home run allowed by Andrew Lindsey. And the Red Sox have a 4-0 lead, four batters into the bottom of the first. Righty on lefty to Uten. First pitch home, and Daniel watches a fastball called strike on the outer third, 97 miles per hour. When the Salem Red Sox hit a home run, they need the best tires in the game to touch them all, so they turn to the Yokohama Tire Corporation. Located on Indiana Street, right here in Salem, and open Monday through Friday, the Yokohama Tire Corporation is the home run standard in tires. The 0-1 is a fastball that runs at the eye level of Uten away. It's now 1-1. Lindsey brings the tan glove to his face, works from the wind, and he launches home the 1-1. It's swung on and grounded foul behind home plates. Counts a ball and two strikes. So for Andrew Mousset, again, his fifth home run of the season, a guy that's got so much pop on that bat for the Red Sox. First the 1-2 to Nathaniel. He swings and grounds this one hard to the shortstop, Gonzalez. On the backhand, leaps up, fires to first, and the scoop will get underneath the glove of Martinez. Uten is safe at first. It is the fifth home run for Mousset at home and the fifth home run for Andrew against the right-handers. Just his second two-run home run of the campaign, but his first in a couple weeks. It's going to be a single for Nathaniel Uten. He's got a 10-game hit streak now. And the Red Sox have brought five hitters to the dish. All five have recorded hits, already matching their hit total from a night ago. And Andy Azokar will swing it from the right-hand side. Uten dances off first. Lindsey whips the first pitch home. Andy swings and misses on that 87-mile-per-hour slider. It starts 0-1. So in eight games after the All-Star break, which started last Friday, the Red Sox have the second most hits in all of single-A baseball over the last eight games. The 0-1, Azokar swings and misses on the 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball, 0-2. The Sox are hitting .299 as a club post-All-Star break. That leads single-A baseball. No teams hitting above .300 over the last eight games. And the Red Sox, fortunately, only have a 3-4 record to show for it. The 0-2 swung on and grounded to the shortstop, Gonzalez. Flipped to the second baseman, Polanco. The relay to first is in time. They got Azokar. 6-4-3, twin-killing double play is outs number 1 and 2. And Azokar is the first Red Sox hitter to not record a hit. It took until the sixth batter at the bottom of the first. But finally, Lindsey gets his first outs. Frederick Jimenez, the new batter, the switch-hitting first baseman. In his 77th game of the season. Righty on lefty to the switch hitter, Frederick. First pitch, he takes a fastball. This one goes above his Red Sox lettering on his white jersey. It starts 1-0. Infield shifts to the first base side of the infield. Huge hole down the left field line if Jimenez can punch it. The 1-0, he takes a fastball. Called strike on the inner third. Jimenez kind of slid his way back from home plate to kind of avoid getting hit on that inside pitch. But nonetheless, Lindsey commands it perfectly. It's 1-1. 25-year-old right-hander works from the winds, and he guns home the 1-1. Jimenez watches the changeup called strike at the letters. 1-2. Red Sox, four runs off five hits in this bottom of the first. Trying to win their second game of this six-game series. The 1-2, Jimenez watches the fastball dip low. It's 2-2. Sox, again, just 3-5 over the eight games post-All-Star break. Eight games of his homestand as well. The 2-2 pitch to Frederick. He swings and misses on the changeup. Tag applied by Flewelling. It is a strikeout for Andrew Lindsey. productive first inning for the Salem Red Sox. Four runs off of five hits, headlined by this Andrew Mousset two-run home run. Bombs away for Andrew, and the Red Sox are off to a flaming start, 4-0 after one.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Red Sox off to a flaming hot start on this Sunday afternoon. 4-0, the good guys lead over the Charleston River Dogs. Andrew Mousset with a two-run homer. Yoelan Cespedes with a two RBI single. Now Jesus Travioso in his single-A baseball debut will try to continue a strong first inning the right-hander had. Faced just five batters in the top of the first. Now he sees 6-7-8 in the lineup. First pitch, a fastball called strike at the knees of Larry Martinez. And the count starts 0-1 to the Charleston first baseman. Travioso works quickly. The 0-1, a slider, this time runs low and away. 1-1. Martinez has been the best hitter for the River Dogs this week. 11 for 22 with six ribbies. He's reached base in all five games so far. The 1-1 has swung on and popped in a shallow right field. It is the second baseman, Cespedes, who dives, and he can't make the catch. Yoelan went diving into shallow right field but couldn't corral the baseball, and it is a leadoff single for Larry Martinez. Well, this is the hitter's field day we saw in the first four games of the series. Last night was kind of unexpected to see a pitcher's duel. Scoreless heading into the top of the seventh before Charleston rattled off two runs in the seventh, three in the eighth to win that game 5-0. First pitch to Jeter Garcia. It swung on and fouled off the net behind home plates. 0-1. Garcia, the designated hitter slash catcher for the Charleston River Dogs. Him and Nathan Flewelling have been splitting back and forth between the DH and catcher roles this week. Two very strong catchers for the River Dogs. Travioso likes to sign the 0-1. It swung on and grounded foul behind home plate, 0-2. So for Jesus Travioso, he's 18 years old out of Venezuela in his second season of professional baseball. A year ago, pitched in 21 and a third innings with the Dominican Summer League Red Sox. Made just 11 starts, but pitched to a 3.80 ERA. This year, much improved numbers with the Florida Complex League. The 0-2 pitch, it's a slider that runs in the dirt, 1-2. Although remarkably for Travioso, over his last nine appearances from May 25th to the time of his promotion on July 25th, he pitched in 32 innings, allowing just three earned runs and a .84 ERA. 40 strikeouts, 1-1 record to a sub-1 ERA over his last nine. The 1-2, it's a fastball. This one darts away, 2-2. And even more remarkable, over his last six appearances, he's only allowed two earned runs. That's been very good since the calendar flipped to June on the rubber for the Salem Red Sox. The 2-2 pitch, it's a fastball. Called strike three, ring him up. At the letters of Garcia, and keep that baseball. Travioso with his first career single-A baseball strikeout, and he gets Jeter Garcia looking. It's a special strikeout for Travioso, and it's also a special strikeout because it's brought to you by State Farm insurance agent Brent Hershey. Don't strike out when it comes to your insurance needs. Contact Brent Hershey today at 540-772-0011 or get a quote by visiting BrentHersheyRoanoke.com. First pitch, a swing and a miss from Jose Monzon. Went chasing on that 84-mile-per-hour changeup low and away. Starts 0-1. Top of the second, Red Sox on top 4-0 over Charleston. The 0-1, swing and a miss. 94-mile-per-hour heater up and in, and Travioso is getting into a little bit of a rhythm out there on the bump. Two quick strikes, one more away from his second single-A strikeouts. The 0-2 to Monzon. It's a changeup in the dirt blocked by Musette. 1-2 now. Guy that was signed as an international free agent signing in January of last year for a $10,000 signing bonus by the Boston Red Sox organization. The 1-2 pitch to Monzon. It's a fastball called strike three on the inner third. Jesus Travioso striking out Jose Monzon. And just like that, rather, it was Jose Contreras that just struck out. Now it will be Jose Monzon. Look it up at the video board. That they're behind, or I guess they ahead of a batter on it. Now Jose Monzon will dig up. Jose Contreras went down looking. Not confusing at all. But nonetheless, the first pitch home, it's a fastball that runs inside. It will be a wild pitch that progresses Martinez up to second. So a fastball that just ran inside on Monzon. Want to know again, apologies for that. You got Jose Contreras, Jose Monzon, and Jose Perez on this Charleston River Dog team. It was two nights ago they batted 7, 8, 9 in the lineup. But tonight they just bat 8 and 9 with Contreras and Monzon. But Contreras struck out looking to Jesus Travioso. And Jose Monzon in the left-handed batter's box. The 1-0, a fastball. This one misses the outer third, 1-1. Runner on second is Larry Martinez. The River Dogs trail the Red Sox 4-0 in the top of the second. Sox trying to pick up their second win of this six-game set. The 2-0 swing and a miss. 92 miles per hour up and in. Moves the count to two balls and a strike. Monzon a deep breath, and he digs back into the left-handed batter's box. The 2-1 offer. It's a breaking ball that hits the dirt. 3-1 now. Musette will take a couple steps out before home plates. He'll lob the baseball back out to his starting pitcher, Travioso. The 3-1 is fouled off the screen behind home plate. It now goes full. Travioso again in his single-A baseball debut. A guy who came from the Dominican Summer League last year, the Florida Complex League, to start 2025. Taking the huge jump up to the single-A ranks. The payoff pitch to Monzon. Just swung on and clubbed in a shallow left field. It curls into foul territory. The third baseman, Ortiz, will track it up the line, but watch it hit off the warning track, a foul ball. Monzon, the ninth and final hitter to hit for Charleston, first time through the order. Travioso striking out each of the last two batters he faced in Jeter Garcia and Jose Contreras. Searching for his third single-A strikeouts and a strikeout three straight, both of which were looking, one on the outer third, one on the inner third. Travioso set at the chest. Leg kick and the payoff pitch. It swung on and lined foul off the net behind home plate. We'll do it again. Jose Monzon, 1-for-10 this week against the Salem Red Sox. The 19-year-old out of Venezuela playing in his first game since Friday night. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled off the glove of Musette. Monzon just got a piece of that one. And we'll do it again. Well, Jose Monzon does not go down without a fight. This will be pitch number 9 of the at-bat about to ensue. Travioso just keeps firing him in there. The payoff pitch is swung on and lined into right field. Gonzalez will watch the broken black hit drop down for a base hit. The throw to the plate will be just late, and the ball trickles underneath the glove of Musette. Up to second is Monzon. It is an RBI hit for the Charleston nine-hole hitter, and the River Dogs are on the scoreboard. It was a splinter in a right field. It died quickly on Justin Gonzalez. It allowed Martinez to score from second, and it is the 20th RBI for Monzon on the campaign. And the lineup card flips over to Ricardo Gonzalez. Here in the second inning. First, Andrew Musette will talk things over with Travioso. It is just the fourth earned run over the last 10 games for Travioso that he has allowed. guy that's been so lights out since the calendar has flipped to June. But now the pair of Venezuelan natives will have the meeting adjourned by Parker Powell, the home plate umpire. Musette out of Barquisimeto. Travioso out of Higuerutes, Venezuela. Left-handed batter will be Ricardo Gonzalez. He grounded out in the opening inning. First pitch home is swung on and nubbed foul down the first baseline. It's 0-1. Gonzalez, the shortstop, crouches down into that left-handed stance. Righty on lefty, the pitch home is swung on and popped into right field. Gonzalez ranges it to his right into the alley. He gives way to the center fielder Asensio to make the catch in the right center alley, and it is out number three. Well, the River Dogs strike for one run off of two hits. They leave a man aboard. We've played an inning and a half. It's the Red Sox 4 and the Charleston River Dogs 1. Back in 90 seconds on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's head back out to the ballpark.
River Dogs get one back in the top of the second, but Salem's still clinging on to a 4-1 lead in this series finale on this hot and humid Sunday afternoon from the 540. A lot of people hovering under the Roanoke Times Pavilion down the left field line, the Carilion Clinic picnic, kind of has the canopy down the right field line, some of the only shaded areas in the ballpark. But nonetheless, D'Angelo Ortiz will look to bring some fire, hot offense of his own. The 8-hole hitter, 2-for-8 in his single-A career so far. He's hit successfully in each of his first two games. He goes righty on righty against Andrew Lindsay. First pitch home, D'Angelo watches a fastball called strike at 93 miles per hour on the inner third. Starts 0-1 to Little Poppy. Yosander Asensio is on deck. Justin Gonzalez in the hole, 8-9-1. In the second, the 0-1 pitch, Ortiz swings in, lines this foul down the right field line. Starts 0-2. D'Angelo, another one of those Florida Complex League guys that at the time of his promotion, he really was kind of the staple on the Florida Complex League team, second on the team in RBI, second on the team in hits, on base percentage, third in runs. The 0-2 pitch to D'Angelo. He swings and grounds this one to the second baseman, Polanco. To his left, he fields it, slings it to first. Martinez has it, out number one. But you'll see a lot of those top performers as Travioso on the pitching side and D'Angelo Ortiz on the hitting side have shown. If you're able to produce down at Fort Myers in the rookie ball level, you'll earn the call-up to the single-A ranks. Then it's how can you continue to produce when you take the jump from the rookie ball to the single-A level. Nonetheless, Yosander Asensio in the 9-hole for just the third time this season. Traditionally, the 7-hole hitter takes a first pitch fastball up and in. He lunges his way back on it, 1-0. Asensio has batted in the 7-hole 34 times this year, 9 times in the 8-hole, and again, just his third time batting 9th this year, the 1-0. Asensio swings and misses on an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. It's 1-1. The Sox have a lot of guys that can really move around in the lineup, aren't fixated to just one position in the lineup. They can bat anywhere 1-9. The 1-1, Asensio takes a fastball called strike on the outer third. It's a ball and two strikes now. I mean, you look at a guy like Nathaniel Uten. I mean, he's hit 7, 8, 9, 5, 6. He even hits as high as 2 or 3. The only spot he hasn't batted was the leadoff position. So we'll see if at some point this year down the home stretch if Nathaniel will get his shot as a leadoff hitter. The 1-2 pitch from Lindsey delivers it from the wide. It's a fastball that runs at the eye level of Asensio. Just kind of buries it high. It's now 2-2. Andrew Lindsey works from the wind, whips the 2-2 home. Asensio cuts and misses on the 83-mile-per-hour changeup. It's strikeout number 2 for Andrew Lindsey. And the lineup card flips over to the top to Justin Gonzalez with 2 quick outs in the second inning. Going to that outer third is Andrew Lindsey, and he picks up just his 6th single-A strikeout of his career and his 4th single-A starts. Righty on righty to Justin Gonzalez, the 18-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. First pitch home. Gonzalez watches the slider run low, 1-0. Single back in the first inning. Gonzalez has hit in all but one of this game, all but one of his games of this 6-game series. Went 0-4 on Friday nights. The 1-0, Gonzalez sees a fastball wander outside, 2-0. Snapped a 7-game hitting streak for Justin. Although he did record a walk in that game, so it kept the on-base streak alive at now 8 games. The 2-0, Gonzalez swings and lines this one into left field. It will get down for a base hit. Justin Gonzalez, a rocket off his bat, and he has his 2nd hit in as many innings. 2 at-bats, 2 singles for the Red Sox right fielder. And Starlin Nunez will try to keep the top-of-the-order offense going. He also singled in that opening frame. An inning ago, the Red Sox saw hits from their first 5 batters. Singles from Gonzalez, Nunez, Cespedes. Musette with a 2-run home run, Uten with a single. The Sox plated 4 runs off of 5 hits in that opening frame. Righty and lefty to Starlin Nunez. First pitch en route home. Nunez swings and pops this one up into shallow left field. Contreras settles under it. Looking into the sun, and he makes the catch, having to backpedal on it. Whether he drops it got behind him. The throw to the plate. The tag will be applied to Cespedes' leg. It's out number 3. It was a very wonky play in which Contreras was backpedaling on it. He stuck the glove up. I thought he made the catch on it, but it must have dropped right behind him. And by the time he threw the ball in, they were able to get Gonzalez out at the plate. Very unconventional play. Take another look at it. Contreras definitely underran it. Yeah, just skipped over his glove, and then he got it off a bounce. So kind of trapped it out there and left. A good relay by Gonzalez en route home. And Justin Gonzalez was cut out at the plate. No runs for the Red Sox. Off of 1 hit, they leave a man aboard. We go to the 3rd. Red Sox on tap, 4-1.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a 6-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Welcome back to Salem. Trevioso working quickly. First pitch, a fastball up at the chin of Polanco. It starts 1-0. Trevioso that time just threw 4 warm-up pitches between innings. Then he gave the home plate umpire, Parker Powell, the thumbs up. He's like, yeah, I'm good to go. The 1-0, it's a breaking ball that misses on the inner third, 2-0. There is some droplets falling from the sky. Very, very light rain, though. The 2-0 is swung on and popped over the screen behind home plate off the concourse. 2-1. There is a couple gray clouds that have started to hover above Carilion Clinic Fields. The forecast looked good earlier in the afternoon. Still looks good. The 2-1. This one's a fastball missing at the letters. 3-1. It's got a very light drizzle. No one's really fazed in the stands. They're kind of sticking it out. The 3-1 to Narciso Polanco. He takes a fastball, called strike on the outer third. It's now full. Sox lead 4-1 after two innings. Trying to win their second game of this six-game set. The payoff pitch. Polanco swings and lines this one into center field. Asensio ranging back on it on the warning track. He leaps up and can't make the catch. Hits off the wall. Polanco up to second. The throw will be cut off by Cespedes over at the shortstop position. And it is a leadoff double for Narciso Polanco. Polanco put a good swing on that one, and it just got over the head of Asensio. So nonetheless, it will be Ethan Fueling to dig in. First, Alex Reynolds will call time. The pitching coach waltzes his way out. A very kind of heavy sprint from Alex, you could say. Got out there in a hurry to Trevioso. We'll see how much longer Jesus goes in this game. He's thrown 47 pitches thus far. His career long is 70 pitches, in which he threw about a month ago down in the Florida Complex League. However, over his last two appearances for Travioso, he threw 50 against the FCL Braves on the 21st of July, then 45 against the FCL Orioles on the 15th. So hasn't necessarily gone too long over his last two starts, kind of hovering around that 50-pitch marker. And he's coming close on that, 47. Righty on lefty to Nathan Fueling. The first pitch home is swung on and lined foul down the left field line. Fueling late on that 96-mile-per-hour heater for Travioso. Starts 0-1. And Jesus is still getting the velocity on it here in the third inning. Still hitting upper 90s with that fastball. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop Nunez to his left. He knocks it down, fumbles with it, gets the throw off, and Jimenez is unable to scoop it up in time. Nathan Fueling beats the throw out for an infield single. Starlin Nunez knocked it down on the backhand, kind of fumbled on the transfer to the throwing hand. He got the throw off, and Jimenez was able to scoop it low. But field umpire Nicholas Sexton said that Fueling beat the throw to first, and it's an infield. We'll see if they scored a hit, and they are going to score a hit for Fueling. So it is his second hit of the afternoon. And there's runners on the corners for Angel Mateo now, the league's leader in RBI. Righty on righty, first pitch swinging. He lines this one in the left center field. It is Uten and Asensio that range back on it. Uten makes the catch on the warning track. It's Polanco who tags from third, and he will score standing up. Sack fly for Angel Mateo is out number one, and the River Dogs cut the deficit in half. It's now 4-2, still in favor of Salem. It's a 62nd RBI for Mateo. And the River Dogs are attacking the first pitch from Jesus Travioso. Righty and lefty to Ryan McCoy, the right fielder. First pitch home. McCoy watches a fastball. This one darts high and away. 96 miles per hour, 1-0. Lined out to the second baseman, McCoy did in the first inning. Searching for better fortune here in inning number three with the Red Sox on top, 4-2. The 1-0, he swings in off the inside hands, is able to bloop this one into center field for a base hit. Ryan McCoy just dropping this one off in center, and it is three hits in four batters for the Charleston River Dogs here in the third. And now there's runners on first and second for Larry Martinez. See how much longer Travioso goes in this game. He's gone just 2 1/3. Dealt 52 pitches thus far and has allowed six hits to Charleston. There was someone up and tossing in the Sox bullpen. The first pitch home to Martinez is a fastball under his armpits. He kind of backs his way off the plate 1-0. Looked like Jose Bello was warming for a little bit. He now has sat down on the left field bullpen. The count is a ball and no strikes to Martinez. The pitch, he swings and rockets this one into right field. Gonzalez to his left. He will watch as this one rolls to the base of the wall. Getting the windmill is Fueling. He will score. The throw from Gonzalez to Cespedes. The relay home is just late. And Ryan McCoy slides in feet first to tie this ball game up at four. The relay was just too slow for the Red Sox. And Larry Martinez scores a pair with his 22nd and 23rd RBI of the season. And this game is knotted up in the third. An early 4-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox has slipped away as Charleston has rattled off four unanswered runs over the last two innings. And Ozzy Chavez will be out to pull the plug on Jesus Travioso. We will step aside on MILB TV. We will tell you about the new Red Sox pitcher when we return in 90 seconds. Tied at four apiece between Salem and Charleston.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond.
It's time for more Salem Red Sox baseball. Let's head back out to Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
Another pitcher making his debut for the Salem Red Sox. It's Jose Bello, the 20-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. You see his numbers from rookie ball this year. A 3-0 record, a 2.51 ERA, and 32 and a third innings pitched. 44 strikeouts to 9 walks across the San Francisco Giants and Boston Red Sox organizations. He sees Jeter Garcia, Jose Contreras, and Jose Monzon in the 7-8-9 portion of the lineup. One out, top of the third, tied at 4. Righty on righty, first pitch home. It's a fastball at the eye level of Garcia. It starts 1-0. I know if you notice, I said between the Giants and the Red Sox organization, he was a part of the Rafael Devers trade, Jose Bello. The count is 1-0 to Jeter Garcia. Like kick and the pitch home from the 20-year-old. It's a fastball up at the armpits of Garcia. He backs his way off the plate 2-0. The details of the trade, Rafael Devers went to San Francisco. In his place, Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs III, and Jose Bello all came to the Boston Red Sox organization. The 2-1 pitch to Garcia. It's a fastball that runs in the dirt, 3-0. Three out of those four guys are up at Double A at least. You've got James Tibbs III with Double A. You've got Hicks and Harrison who are playing at Triple A. And then Jose Bello, who started with the rookie ball team, the youngest guy in that trade at just 20 years old. The count is 3-0 to Garcia. The pitch home from Bello, it's a fastball at the eye level, 4-pitch walk to put Garcia aboard. And there's runners up first and second for Jose Contreras now. A guy that's in his third season of professional baseball. In his career, has appeared in 30 games, 16 starts with a 3 ERA, 4-4 record. Andrew Musette will talk things over with Bello. But a guy that played 2023 in the Dominican Summer League with the Giants, 24 started in the DSL before getting the call to the Arizona Complex League. Then this year started in the Arizona Complex League, pitched in 8 games with the Giants before the trade happened, and he had to ship all the way to Florida in Fort Myers to pitch in 5 games with the Florida Complex League Red Sox. 2-0 record with the Fort Myers club. Righty on righty to Contreras. Bello, leg kick and the pitch home. It's a fastball missing above the letters. Fifth consecutive ball thrown by Bello. Guy that was assigned to Salem 2 days ago, a part of 4 roster moves by the Boston Red Sox organization. The count is 1-0. Bello, deep breath, and he fires home the pitch. It's a fastball missing at the eye level. Musetta to really spring up to keep the baseball in front of him. 2-0. You saw two players get the call to the high A Greenville drive in the form of Luis Cohen and Framy De Leon. Two guys in Travioso and Bello, the 2-0, a fastball called strike at the belt. First strike thrown by Bayo. Jose Contreras, the eight-hole hitter. The pitch home is swung on and popped foul behind the screen. This will see the concourse. So it made a nice catch. Was that a little kid made a nice catch in section 303? Huge applause. The count's 2-2. Runners on first and second, tied at four apiece. Top of the third. Bayo pauses and whips the pitch home. Swung on and grounded over to the shortstop, Nunez. He fires to second to Cespedes. The relay to first. Jimenez lunges and has it in time. 6-4-3, twin killing, double play. Gets the Sox out of the third inning, but not before Charleston rattles off three runs off of four hits. They leave a man aboard. We go to the home half of the third. Deadlocked at four apiece between Charleston and Salem. Take another look at it. The runs by Charleston here. They were able to score one on the shot over Gonzalez's head. The relay was just too late, and Larry Martinez was able to bring home a pair. Again, 4-4 after 2.5.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy More, Save More.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's head back out to the ballpark.
Sox coming to bat in the home half of the third here. It goes Cespedes, Muset, and Nathaniel Utan against Andrew Lindsay for the Charleston River Dogs. Righty on righty, first pitch home. Cespedes swings in, lines this one in a left field, punches right between Monzon and Gonzalez. Yoelen's got a leadoff single on the first pitch he sees, and Yoelen is now 2-for-2. Andrew Muset will swing it from the right-hand side. The top third of the lineup for the Red Sox are now 6-for-6 with six singles. Andrew Muset, you really could go 1-through-5 through the order, is 8-for-8 with all eight hits. Muset trying to make it 9-for-9, had the huge two-run home run his last time up in the first inning, was his fifth long ball of the season. He goes righty on righty against Andrew Lindsay. First pitch home, Muset watches a fastball go at his eye level. It starts 1-0. A guy who played for the Florida Complex League Red Sox to start last year, appeared in just 17 games with Salem. This year, his first season fully with the Salem Red Sox. The 1-0, he swings in, nubs his foul down the third baseline. It's 1-1. Really feeling confident at the plate, seeing the baseball very well. That was really, at least for him, the biggest jump from year one to year two in Salem, was just his comfortability out there. The fact that he no longer is kind of the new guy with Salem and still getting used to that jump from rookie ball to single A. Now he has 17 games under his belt. He's played a full season at the single A ranks and has really seen the baseball well off of the opposition pitchers. And I mean, it shows a 261 average so far. A ball and a strike, the pitch from Lindsay. Muset watches a fastball called strike at the belts. It's 1-2. Bottom of the third, Red Sox 4, Charleston River Dogs 4. Muset departs the right-handed batter's box. Stares into the soul of that tan and black Louisville slugger bats. Digs back in, taps the plate before adjusting the red elbow guards on that front left elbow. A ball and two strikes, the pitch. Muset swings in, lines it foul off the net behind home plates. Remains 1-2. Andrews 69 hits on the season, one behind Starlin Nunez, who is the team's leader in the hits department. Musette led in hits what felt like all season, but Starlin has really come on the last week or so. Nine hits this week against Charleston. The 1-2 offer, Musette swings and pops a foul down the first baseline. This will see the seats. It's 1-2. Andrew doing the catching for the Red Sox here this afternoon. Last year caught 115 innings. Had a caught stealing rate of just under 28%. This year about the same. 1-2, he swings and pops this one up in a shallow center field. Playable for Mateo. He loses the baseball cap and he makes the catch. Head high for out number one. Angel Mateo had to take 10 steps in on it. And just like that, there is one gone for Nathaniel Utsen. Utsen, the left-hand swinging left fielder, batting .326 over his last 40 games since May 22nd, has really increased that batting average over the last 2 months. A guy who hits much better at home, a .319 mark at home compared to the .198 mark on the road. So he really thrives when hitting at Carilion Clinic Field. First pitch to Nathaniel, it's a fastball that soars out and away to the left-hand swinging bat, 1-0. And, I mean, that is a little counterintuitive, you could think, in the sense that Carilion Clinic Field is not a hitter's-friendly ballpark. Not many home runs are hit. The walls are 26 feet high all the way around. And the 1-0, Utsen swings and misses on the 90-mile-per-hour heater, 1-1. You might think it's a pitcher-friendly ballpark, but a guy like Utsen just feels more comfortable hitting at home. And, again, the numbers would back that up. It really helps when he has 18 home games in the month of June. It's could make sense why his batting average in June is a .306 mark. The 1-1 pitch to Nathaniel. He swings in, chops this foul down the third baseline. This one was a hot shot into the Red Sox dugout. I didn't see if it hit anybody, but the third baseman and the shortstop, Gonzalez and Monzon, both put their heads on their hands on their head. I don't know if it hit somebody or not, but nonetheless, some players will back off the top step. The 1-2 pitch to Utsen is swung on and clubbed into left field. Contreras takes two steps to his right, makes the catch for the L7, out number two. Like I talked about that last night, I mean, it is dangerous standing up on that top shelf, top stair of the dugout. But nonetheless, two quick outs for Andrew Lindsay after surrendering the leadoff single to Yoelen Cespedes. And Sean Smedley will draw the line there. Points out to his right field bullpen, and the right-hander's day will come to an end after 2 2/3 innings pitched. We'll step aside on MILB TV. The piggyback reliever coming back in for the River Dogs. Knotted up at four apiece from Salem. Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
The scheduled starter for the Charleston River Dogs, Jacob Kamatz, descends from the bullpen. The right-hander out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in his 17th appearance of the season. A 3-5 record with a 5.23 ERA and a 75 2/3 innings pitched. Kamatz throwing to a 1.59 whip a guy that has thrown 52 strikeouts to his 28 walks. He sees Endy Azokar, first pitch righty on righty. It's a breaking ball called strike at the letters of Azokar, 0-1. Kamats throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Again, he was supposed to be the scheduled starter for the Charleston River Dogs, and last minute was scratched, gave the start to Andrew Lindsay, and he would be the first guy out of the bullpen, Kamats. The 0-1. Azokar swings and pops it fouled on the first baseline, 0-2. It's the fourth time that we see Kamats out of the bullpen for Charleston. After Andrew Lindsay goes the first 2 2/3 innings, allowing 8 hits, as of right now, 4 runs, all of which earned. He's responsible for Cespedes, who stands on first base in a tied 4-4 game. Bottom of the third. The 0-2 pitch to Endy Azokar is en route home. Azokar watches a fastball. He ducks out of the way of it, 1-2. Again, the fastball in the 90 to 94 range, the curveball in the mid-70s, the slider slash cutter in the mid-80s, changeup in the mid-80s. He was known for throwing mostly strikes at Oregon State, so he doesn't really misfire a whole lot. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Azokar. It's a fastball that misses above the lettering. Endy with eagle-eye vision at the plate, leaving it upstairs. It's now 2-2. A guy that was drafted in the fifth round by the Tampa Bay Rays in the 2024 Major League Baseball Draft after 3 seasons with Oregon State. The 2-2 pitch as Okar sees another fastball up and in. He leaves it upstairs. It's full. Red Sox, 4 runs off 8 hits, no errors. The Charleston River Dogs, 4 runs off 7 hits. They've committed no errors in the fields. They've scored 4 unanswered since the Sox put up 4 in the bottom of the first. The payoff pitch, Azokar swings a hard chopper to the shortstop, Gonzalez. Knocks it down on the backhand, fire across his body at the shoelaces of Martinez. He lunges to make the grab, and the 6-3 putout retires the third inning. Sox bring 4 hitters up to the dish, no runs off a hit. They leave a man aboard. We go to the fourth. Tied at 4 apiece. A lot of 4s between the Red Sox and the Charleston River Dogs.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Top of the half of the fourth here from Salem, the Red Sox and the Charleston River Dogs playing to a 4-4 tie so far. Charleston will try to break that when they send up the 9-1-2 in the lineup. It's Monzon Gonzalez and Ricardo and Narciso Polanco. Braden Schenck with you. So glad you can be hanging out with us on this Sunday afternoon from the 5-4-0. Sox scored 4 runs in the bottom of the first. Charleston rattled off a run in the second, 3 runs in the third. Make it a 4-4 ball game after our first third. First pitch from Bayo, showing bunt and blooping it foul down the left field line as Jose Monzon. We've seen that from the Charleston 9-hole hitter. It feels like all week long, just the 9-hole hitter trying that drag bunt against the shift down the third base line. Haven't seen a successful one yet, but it might come in the finale here today. Bayo steps off with his back right foot, disengages for the first time in this plate appearance. The 0-1 pitch to Monzon, swung on and up foul off the screen. I mean, I guess you don't necessarily count the disengagements with nobody on base, because you're not going to call a balk necessarily with nobody on. I don't know, I've never thought about that before. No balls and 2 strikes. Bayo set at the belts. He fires home the 0-2. It's swung on and lined on the left field line. This one will curl foul. Hit off of the Roanoke Times Pavilion. Someone with shade down there, the left field line. They got a baseball now as well. Remains 0-2. Bayo saw two batters in the third inning. Walked Garcia, then got Contreras to ground into a 6-4-3 double play. The 0-2 pitch, it's a breaking ball skipping away from Bousset's 1-2. You can close the book on Jesus Trevioso. In his first career single-A baseball start, the right-hander goes 2 1/3, allowing 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts off just 54 pitches. The 1-2, fastball, called strike 3, ring him up. Jose Bayo, his first career single-A baseball strikeout, and he gets Monzon looking at that 94-mile-per-hour heater on the outer third, out number 1. As the lineup flips over to Ricardo Gonzalez. Third time, Gonzalez will swing it from the left-hand side. 0-2, each of his two previous trips. A flyout in the second, a ground out in the first. But it's his first time seeing the Red Sox bullpen. First pitch home, it's a breaking ball in at the shoes of the shortstop, Gonzalez. Starts 1-0. Final day of a lot of series around minor league baseball before the travel day tomorrow. Universal travel day on Mondays. The 1-0 is swung on and grounded off his front right foot. It will be a foul ball. Gonzalez did a full 180 spin, went down grasping at that right ankle. Now his hands on the knees. He'll do a little trot around the left-handed batter's box. We'll shake it off. He does wear a yellow Evo Shield shin guard. But I think it was half and half between the shin guard and his inner right ankle. Nonetheless, Gonzalez will tap the black bat on his white cleats 3 times and dig back into the left-handed batter's box. A ball and a strike. Bayo from the stretch brings the pitch home. It's swung on and blooped into left field. This will drop for a base hit before U10. Ricardo Gonzalez, his first hit of the afternoon. It is the 8th hit for Charleston. There's a one-out single for Narciso Polanco now. We'll look around the Boston Red Sox organization. We were the first game to get going today, but all 4 affiliates are in action. The Greenville Drive and the Hub City Spartanburgers start at 3:05 from Floor Field in Greenville, South Carolina. First pitch, a fastball missing the outer third at 93 miles per hour to Polanco, 1-0. At 3:07 p.m., I don't know why St. Paul does that. Them and the WooSox have played at 5:37, 7:37, the 1-0. Swung on and nibbled down the first baseline of Jimenez. He fires to second to get the lead runner, and the fielder's choice beats Gonzalez by a hair. 3-6 fielder's choice cuts down Ricardo Gonzalez. So a heads-up play by Frederick Jimenez to cut out the lead runner, and there's 2 gone for Nathan Flewelling. But as I was saying, I don't fully understand why St. Paul, the Saints, list their start times at 07. But nonetheless, the Sox, the Woo Sox, and the St. Paul Saints will play at 3:07 Eastern Time. And Portland and Richmond finish out at 5:05 from the Diamonds, on the other side of Virginia. First pitch swung on and grounded down the first baseline. Jimenez on the backhand, fields it himself, touches the pillow for the 3 unassisted. Frederick Jimenez with the hot hands at first. And that retires the top half of the fourth. Bayo sees 4 hitters. No runs off a hit. Charleston leaves a man aboard. We go to the home half of the fourth. Sox 4, Charleston 4.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
It's time for more Salem Red Sox baseball. Let's head back out to Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
shot of the Salem flags waving on here at Carilion Clinic Field. Windy day at the ballpark. 7 mile per hour winds blowing out towards left field. But up in the mountains, they definitely make a lot more of an impact than you might think. 4-4 our score. Home half of the fourth we go with Frederick Jimenez, D'Angelo Ortiz, and Yosander Asensio due up against Jacob Kamats, who faced just one batter in the third inning to sit down Indiazo Carr and end the third inning. Braden Shank with you. So glad you can be with us on MILB TV or the free Bally Sports Live app. Bottom third of the Sox lineup due up. The offense has really come from the top five. Really the top three of the order is 6-for-6. Musette, the cleanup hitter with a hit, and Uten, the five-hole hitter with the hits. Hitters 6-9 are 0-for-5 in this game. Jimenez will try to change course. First pitch, swing, bloops it foul down the left field line. It starts 0-1. It's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, key time, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. The 0-1 is a curveball that runs in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Fluelling, 1-1. We thank our good friends over at Fishwick and Associates for their partnership all season long. A ball and a strike. Kamats works from the wind. He delivers it home, and Jimenez takes it right back up the middle, right back where it came from, and Frederick, a line drive single into center for his first hit of the afternoon. Just the second hit for Frederick on the week, but it's a leadoff single to put the leadoff man aboard for the third time in four innings for the Salem Red Sox. And here is D'Angelo Ortiz. The right-handed bats, third baseman grounded out his first time up. As the bright pink batting gloves on, waggles the black bat above his right ear, standing up in his stance. The first pitch home, Ortiz a check swing, and he will go around, says field umpire Nicholas Saxton. Just kind of broke the wrists on top of the plates, and Ortiz falls behind 0-1. The Miami-Dade Community College product, 6'1", 190 pounds. Sees the 0-1. A swing and a miss from D'Angelo. Took a cut on that 84-mile-per-hour curveball in the dirt. Came up empty, now 0-2. Facing a guy that was an all-Pac-12 first-teamer in Corvallis with Oregon State. Really had a strong junior year in his third season with the Beavers. After being a freshman All-American, really did not back down, pitching for one of the best baseball programs on the West Coast. The 0-2 pitch home. Ortiz watches the slider. This one misfires in the dirt. 1-2. Kamats has a younger brother, Zach, who is now pitching at Oregon State. So Kamats had to make an interesting decision this past offseason. Did he decide to go back to year four with Oregon State and play with his brother, Zach, for a year? Or should he side professionally with Tampa Bay, who drafted him in the fifth round? And he ended up taking the Tampa Bay route. The 1-2 is swung on and dribbled foul down the third baseline. Ozzie Chavez, the third base coach, fields it on a hop. And will hand things off to the fans down the left field line. 1-2. But it is interesting when you get the opportunity to play with your brother. And he just realized, yeah, I think I want to start my pro career, though. And signed with the Rays last year. And here he is in his first season of professional baseball. The 1-2 pitch home. Ortiz swings and grounds this one up the middle. Shortstop Gonzalez charges, flips to the second baseman Polanco. The relay to first, the stretch from Martinez. He holds the base in time for the 6-4-3 double play. Charleston looked smooth fielding that twin killing play. And there's now two gone for Yosander Asensio. Asensio, the switch hitter, will swing it from the left-hand side. Talking about guys in their first season of single-A baseball, Asensio, another one of those guys. His 60th game with the Red Sox here this afternoon. After a very good career with the Florida Complex League last year. First pitch home, Yosander swings and flies this one into right field. McCoy settles under the towering fly ball, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track for out number three. Kamats faces the minimum in the fourth. No runs off a hit. The Red Sox leave no man aboard. We go to the fifth. It's the Red Sox 4 and the Charleston River Dogs 4.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
Climbing out to some Jimmy Buffett in the ballpark as we head to the top half of the fifth. The River Dogs, rather, it's not Jimmy Buffett, correction on that. It's what, Jim Morrissey? I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this guy's name. Van Morrison. Sounded like Jimmy Buffett. I don't know music, as I just learned. But what I do know is we're heading to the top half of the fifth. River Dogs will send up the 4-5-6 in the lineup. It goes Mateo McCoy and Martinez. Righty on righty, first pitch home. Angel Mateo takes a first pitch fastball called strike 0-1. I don't know. The beginning really sounded like Jimmy Buffett. The 0-1 swung on and grounded to the second baseman, Cespedes. Fielded on two hops, fires to first. Jimenez has it. Out number one. Just had that kind of, you know, tropical vibe to it. I had to wait for the first words to go. You know, Van Morrison, you know, hey, where did we go? And then I'm like, it's brown-eyed girl, Van Morrison. I'm 0-for-1 on the music calls tonight. First pitch to Angel Mateo, breaking ball in the dirt. I feel like one of those Jeopardy contestants when I buzz in before the question is fully read, trying to get a jump ahead, not realizing that you give the advantage to the other players because you can't guess again after you see the full question. The 1-0, it's a fastball missing the outer third. 1-1. That would be me, though, if I went on Jeopardy. I would hear a word or two I know. I would buzz in right away and then not get it right because I wouldn't hear the full question. And that's why they've never asked me to be on Jeopardy. The 2-0, McCoy watches a fastball at the eye level. It's 3-0. 4-4, top of the fifth from Salem. The River Dogs have scored four unanswered. One in the second, three runs in the third. The 3-0, it's a fastball that flirts the outside third. 3-1 now to Angel Mateo, who's 1-2 in the ball game. A single in the third, line out in the first for the fifth pitch to come in and be a ball in the dirt. So Angel Mateo will come up now with a runner on first base in the form of Ryan McCoy. So Ryan McCoy working a five-pitch walk. It's the second time he's aboard. Now Larry Martinez is the new hitter. He's 2-for-2. First pitch home, a fastball high at the hands of Martinez. 1-0. Martinez 2-for-2 in this game. A single in the second, a single in the third. He's got two RBI to his name. The 1-0 is swung on and grounded to the third baseman, Ortiz. He charges, slings the throw to first, and they beat him by a step. Martinez thought he had the infield single, but Frederick Jimenez just sticking that left glove hand out to make the grab for out number two. McCoy does move up to second. There's two gone for Jeter Garcia now. Garcia is 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the second and a walk in the third. Oh, I'm still thinking about that. Jimmy Buffett, I don't know. Can't believe I got that wrong to start the top half of the inning. I don't know. It's going to be sitting with me the rest of the day now. The 1-0 pitch to Garcia. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-0. Although I'd be willing to bet the song Brown-Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, that might be a top what, 100 song of all time? Righty on righty, the pitch home. It's swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. Francisco Leandro, the first base coach, unable to knock it down. So this is saying that it reached the number 10 spot on the Billboard Hot 100. Although it did break the top 500 greatest songs of all time by the Rolling Stones. But I guess not the top 100. The 1-1 runner takes off for third. It's a fastball called strike on the inner third, and they will let Ryan McCoy take third with ease. It is the second stolen base for McCoy. There's a runner on third with two gone in the top of the fifth. Although I am curious, what is the Rolling Stones' greatest song of all time on their list? The 1-2 is swung on and popped into shallow right field. Gonzalez converges on it, makes the catch on the run for out number three. Well, if you want to take a guess on it, when we come back, we'll have the Rolling Stones' top song of all time. I don't know what it is on their top 500. We'll have to figure it out. But nonetheless, the River Dogs bring quarters to the dish. No runs off, no hits. They leave a man aboard. We've played half our ball game, tied at four apiece between Charleston and Salem.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's head back out to the ballpark.
Home half of the fifth from Salem, the Red Sox 4, the Charleston River Dogs 4. There's all of the standings entering play. The Carolina Mudcats dropped one last night, but the Red Sox were unable to pull one out, so they are still 8 games back, while the River Dogs are just 4.5 games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans atop the division. First pitch, a curveball missing the dirt, 1-0 to Justin Gonzalez. But still a lot of baseball left to play here in the second half. Game number 94 of the season for both of these clubs. The Red Sox will play just 130 games this year. 2 games canceled in the first half. But still a lot of baseball left in the next 2 months or so. The 1-0 offer to Gonzalez. He takes the pitch inside. It's 2-0. Red Sox, 4 runs off 9 hits. They have committed no errors. The Sox have left 2 men on base, while Charleston has 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They've left 6 men aboard. Sox trying to bring more than the minimum up. The 2-0 curveball skips away from the catcher, Fluelling, behind the dish, 3-0. Against the Charleston bullpen the last 2 nights, the Sox have seen the bullpen for 4 1/3 innings. So that is 13 outs right there. Red Sox have only brought 14 hitters up in that span. There's only been one inning in which the Red Sox brought more than 3 hitters up against the Charleston bullpen the last 2 nights. The 3-0, Gonzalez watches a changeup called strike on the outer third, even though it went through the webbing of the glove of Fluelling. He didn't make the catch on it, but home plate umpire Parker Powell still said that's a strike. 3-0 zone might get a little bigger, kind of an anomaly in baseball. But nonetheless, it's 3-1 to Justin Gonzalez. From the windup, it's Jacob Kamatz who fires home. Gonzalez swings in, nubs it foul down the third baseline, now full. So a count that was once 3-0 now has Justin Gonzalez working in a full count at bat for his third time up today. 2 singles in the first and second inning. part of a top three in the lineup for the Red Sox that are 6-for-6 for the first time through the order. Kamats and Lindsay were not able to get out Gonzalez, Nunez, or Cespedes, all six of which singles, I might add. The payoff pitch from the Charleston bullpen man is slung home, and Gonzalez swings in, nubs it foul off the end of his bat. Got a piece of it. It remains full. Justin Gonzalez, the number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, took one of the biggest jumps by any Boston prospect when the rankings were redid earlier this week. Jumped up 7 spots from the 14 rank to the number 7 spot. Now a top 10 prospect for Boston's organization. Here's the payoff pitch. Gonzalez swings a high chopper to the shortstop. Gonzalez leaps up to knock it down, fires to first at the chest of Martinez. It's out number 1. So Gonzalez retired for the first time in the game, and there's one gone for Starlin Nunez. 4-4, bottom of the fifth here from Salem. Red Sox and the River Dome. So just to recap, top of the fifth, coming back from commercial break, they started playing a song next door in the PA. I thought it was Jimmy Buffett's. It actually was Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. But then it got me Googling it. You know, is Brown Eyed Girl a top 500 song according to the Rolling Stone list? It's not. But I did pull up the top 500 list in 2024 by the Rolling Stone. First pitch to Nunez, a fastball called strike on the inner third, 0-1. So yeah, I'll give you a second at home to guess. What do you think the top song is on the 2024 Rolling Stone top 500 best songs of all time? All time we're talking here. I'll let a second, let it sit with you here if you want to take a guess at home. The 0-1, it's a breaking ball in the dirt, the shoes of Nunez, 1-1. So again, according to the Rolling Stone, the number one song of all time, Aretha Franklin, Respect, in 1967. That's what the list says. I'm just reading off the list. The 1-1, it's a breaking ball, called strike on the inner third, 1-2. It's got Public Enemy, Fight the Power at number 2 in 1989. Sam Cooke, A Change is Gonna Come in 1964. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, number 4 in 1965, and Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, rounding out the top 5. 1-2. Kamats whips the pitch home. Nunez swings and clubs this one into shallow center field. It is Mateo who settles under it and makes the catch head high for out number 2. So the moral of this story, where I'm going with this, is I probably have no right to talk about music, given the fact that of those top 5 songs, I think I know one of them. I'm just skimming through the list. Yeah, I think I know one of them. I think I know Aretha Franklin, Respect, and that's the only one of the top 5 I know. So I probably shouldn't be talking music anytime soon. First pitch to Cespedes, a fastball at the eye level, 1-0. Again, the top 5, according to Rolling Stone, Aretha Franklin, Respect at number 1, came out in 1967. Public Enemy, Fight the Power, number 2 in 1989. Sam Cooke, A Change is Gonna Come in 64. The 1-0, the swing and a miss from Cespedes, 93 miles per hour. Number 4 was Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone in 1965. And then Nirvana, Smells Like a Teen Spirit in 1991. I think I know one of those songs. I gotta culture myself on music next. There's 2 gone in the bottom of the 5th. Yoel and Cespedes swings it from the right-hand side. Cespedes 2-for-2 in this game with a 2-RBI single in the first, just a single in the third, but 2-RBI in the game for Yoelen so far. He recorded his 70th hit of the campaign, the 1-1. Cespedes swings and lines this one in the left field, dying quickly, but Contreras will dive. Did he catch it? Yes, he did. Jose Contreras, tip of the cap, a diving catch to rob Yoelen Cespedes of a base hit. Red Sox go down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 5th after a spectacular play by Jose Contreras. We go to the 6th, tied at 4 between Salem and Charleston.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy 2 games, get 20% off. Buy 3 games, get 30% off. And buy 4 or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage, and then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox Buy More, Save More. This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ 24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ 24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
This was the play to end the bottom of the fifth. Yoelan Cespedes, a rocket down the left field line. Jose Contreras says, I'll put a show on for you. Diving. Losing the baseball cap, coming away with the baseball for out number three. And we are through five innings, tied at four apiece. Jose Bayo brings the first pitch home to who else but Jose Contreras. It's a changeup that is a called strike on the lower third. It starts 0-1. Bayo, the sidestep and the pitch home. It's a slider this time that runs low and away. Now 1-1. But Jose Contreras, the left fielder, 0-2 with a strikeout looking and a double play he grounded into. It's only another at-bat against Bayo, the 1-1. This is a fastball that misses the inner third. Tried to go low and in with it, but unable to get the strike from Parker Powell. Bayo whips the 2-1 home. It's swung on and splintered into center field, and this will drop for a base hit. Jose Contreras. Looping one into center for his first hit of the afternoon. And the River Dogs have the leadoff man aboard for the third time this afternoon. Jose Bayo in his first season with the Red Sox organization after being acquired on June 15th in the Rafael Devers blockbuster trade. I think it was really a trade that kind of shocked a lot of people. Devers was the face of the Boston Red Sox until they decided to send him all the way to San Francisco for four prospects, one of which being Jose Bayo. First pitch swinging, it's a grounder to Jimenez at first. He will underhand toss it to Bayo, covering the first base bag. He's got it for out number one. Jimenez thought about going a second to get the lead runner out, but he realized Contreras was too speedy, so he would just get the trail batting runner in the form of Monzon on the 3-1. So there's one gone, and the lineup card flips over to Ricardo Gonzalez in the leadoff spot. Ricardo 1-for-3 with a single in the fourth inning, flew out in the third, grounded out in the first. So that's a 1-for-3 line for the River Dog shortstop. Gonzalez had the chance to appear with the Tampa Bay Rays in Major League Baseball spring training this season. Went 0-for-1 in his lone plate appearance with Tampa Bay. Righty and lefty to Gonzalez. Bayo's pitch home. It's a fastball that misses the outer third. Bayo trying to paint that outer third, but Parker Powell not giving him much. It's 1-0. Still a good experience, though, to head down to Charlotte, Florida, and be around the Tampa Bay Rays, or any major league club for that matter, for spring training. Doesn't matter what the stats would say. The 1-0 offer, it's swung on and lined. Cut by Gonzalez, by Jimenez. The throw to short, and Starlin Nunez covers the second base bag for the 3-6 double play. Jimenez, look out, a rocket down the first baseline. He snags for out two. Doubles off Jose Contreras for out number three. And Jose Bayo faces the minimum in the sixth. It's the Red Sox 4 and the Charleston River Dogs 4. Back in 90 for the bottom of the sixth.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats. Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy more, save more.
Andrew Musette will swing it from the right-hand side. The Sox catcher with the two-run home run his first time up. That's for the third time in a game that is deadlocked at four apiece. First pitch from Kamats is a fastball called strike at the knees. Musette in disbelief with the call. He will back his way out of the right-handed batter's box before tapping the tan bat on home plate, waving it at the pitcher, Jacob Kamats. And then waggling it above his right ear, the 0-1 pitch from the Charleston hurler. It's a curveball that misses on the outer third, now 1-1. Kamats returns for his third full inning of work. He's pitched 2 1/3 thus far. He has only faced 7 Salem hitters. Musette and Uten, the only two guys he hasn't faced just yet. The 1-1 pitch, Musette sees a fastball that runs high, 2-1. It's very similar to last night in which the starter Andres Galan went 6 innings, then Dalton Fowler saw 6 batters, went 6 up and faced the minimum each inning. And then Jordan Berkovich saw 4 in the ninth. The 2-1, it's a breaking ball called strike at the knees, now 2-2. But over the last two nights, the Salem Red Sox hitters have struggled to get something going against the Charleston bullpen. Just one hit over 5 1/3 innings, in which the Red Sox have seen just 16 batters come to bat in that frame. The 2-2 pitch from Kamats. Musette, a check swing, and they appeal to the field umpire, Nicholas Sexton, and he says no, Musette held up, and the count's now full. So it was a 50-50 call, but the field umpire, Nicholas Sexton, gives Musette the benefit of the doubt. And the count now runs full to Andrew. Tie game, bottom of the sixth. Finale of this six-game set. Kamats works from the wind. A curveball swing and a miss from Musette. He comes up empty on that filthy breaking ball. It is strikeout number 1 for the Charleston reliever. And out 1 in the home half of the sixth. One gone for Nathaniel Uten. Erdy extended the hitting streak back in the first inning, but looking for a second hit after his 2-for-5 performance last night. He had two of the team's 5 hits overall. He had both of the team's first 2 hits. First pitch, a fastball up and in. It starts 1-0 to Nathaniel. We gave you the Red Sox farm report early on. At the Major League Club, Boston leads the L.A. Dodgers 1-0, bottom of the second. Trevor Story with a sac fly to score Roman Anthony. The 1-0 pitch, Uten swings in. Nubs a foul off the home plate umpire, Parker Powell. It is a Walker Buehler start day. He goes up against Dustin May for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Which I got to say, Dustin May, it feels a little weird not seeing him with the giant red afro. When he came up as a rookie, he had a very big red beard, very big red afro that he really couldn't keep the baseball cap on the head. He has since shaved it, kind of cleaned up a little bit now that he is a 6-year Major League Baseball veteran out of Justin, Texas. But Dustin May makes the start for the Los Angeles Dodgers up at Fenway. The 1-1 is swung on and grounded to the second baseman, Polanco, to his left. He fields it, slings it to first. Martinez has it. It's out number 2. So you can now make it. The last 7 Salem Red Sox hitters retired against Jacob Kamats. And Diaz Okar digs in for the third time. He's 0-2. Both of his balls grounded to the Ricardo Gonzalez shortstop position. A 6-3 ground out in the third and a 6-4-3 double play to pick up the first 2 outs of the bottom of the first after the Sox piled on 4 runs in the home half of the fourth. First 4 batters all came in, hit and scored. First pitch to Azokar. It's a fastball called strike on the inner third at 93. Start to 1-1. You had Gonzalez led off the bottom of the first with a single. Nunez with a single of his own. Cespedes with a 2-RBI single. Then Moussent with a 2-RBI home run, or 2-run home run. The 0-1. Azokar swings and fouls it off the hands behind home plates. It's 0-2 off the screen. In front of our Tampa Bay listeners, the Rays trail the Cincinnati Reds 2-0, bottom of the fourth. Over at Great American Ballpark in Cincy. No balls and two strikes. Komats works from the winds and dispatches the 0-2 as Azokar sees the fastball miss above his head. 1-2. And Tampa Bay is such an interesting team, a squad that is kind of skidded a little bit, 3-7 over their last 10. They've lost three straight, thus positioning them in fourth place of the division. But really between Toronto, New York, Boston, and Tampa Bay, the AL East is wide open for any of those four teams. The 1-2 pitch to Azokar, it's a fastball that cracks out in a way. It's now 2-2. The Blue Jays currently have a 6.5-game lead over the Yankees. I mean, I'll tell you, Toronto has been one of the hottest teams in baseball since the turn to June. They've won four straight, and they've won 63 overall games. The 2-2, Azokar swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt. And Komats has his second strikeout, third out of the sixth inning. 1-2-3, the Red Sox go down. Komats has retired now. 8 consecutive batters. 2/3 have come and gone. Sox and the River Dogs tied at 4 apiece. Back in 90 on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
Jose Bello, his debut comes to an end after 3 2/3 innings, tied at 4 apiece, and he turns the baseball over to the southpaw, Nicholas De La Cruz, in the top half of the seventh. Braden Schenk with you, so glad you can be with us on MILB TV. De La Cruz in his 23rd game of the season with the Salem Sox, a 1-2 record, a 7.56 ERA, 25 innings pitched, 24 strikeouts for the 19-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. From one Santo Domingo native to another, it's Bello to De La Cruz as he sees Polanco, Fluelling, and Mateo in the 2-3-4. First pitch, a drag bunt, popped over the catcher Musette's head off the backstop. It starts 0-1 to Narciso Polanco. De La Cruz in his second game this week appeared 3 days ago, back on Thursday, and an inning and a third, no decision, allowed 2 earned runs, 3 walks, and 31 pitches to the River Dogs. The 0-1, he throws the slider, and it's a called strike at the knees, 0-2. 4-pitch mix for Nicholas, a fastball, a slider, a sweeper, and a cutter. He utilized all 4 to perfection this year, the southpaw. The 0-2, it's a slider that runs low and away, 1-2 now. De La Cruz, just 19 years old. It's another one of these young teenagers on this Salem Red Sox team. One of the younger teams in the Carolina League this season. The 1-2 is a fastball that runs inside. Polanco has to play dodgeball with it to avoid getting hit as the count progresses to 2-2. And it was interesting. De La Cruz, through his first 2 seasons of professional baseball, the Dominican Summer League in 2023, the Florida Complex League in 2024, he held oppositions to just a .99 slugging percentage. Swung on and grounded to Cespedes on the backhand. He fires to first. Jimenez scoops it out of the dirt. It's out number one. What a play by Yoelan Cespedes on the edge of the outfield grass. Gets the throw off to Jimenez, and Polanco is retired for out number one. But again, De La Cruz, through his first two seasons, just a .199 slugging percentage against. He only allowed four extra base hits through his first 42 and two-thirds innings entering this season. First pitch, a slider missing the outer third to Nathan Flewelling, the left-handed catcher for the Charleston River Dogs. A guy that is 2-for-3 in this game with singles in the first and third innings. The 1-0, it's a slider called on the outer third, 1-1. Flewelling, as one could expect, better against the righties than the lefty. A 175 mark against his fellow left-handers, but a 213 mark against the righties. The 1-1, it's a breaking ball that misses in the dirt, 2-1. It's the second time that Flewelling faces off against the bullpen. Grounded out against Bayo, had two singles against Travioso. The 2-1 offer, it's a slider that runs low and away. Once again, breaking away from Flewelling, 3-1 now. The River Dogs, four runs off nine hits, no errors. Charleston has left six men aboard. The Red Sox, the same line, four runs, nine hits, no errors. Two men left aboard. The 3-1 is a foul ball. Actually, going to say he went around. It made contact with Musette's glove, so that was the contact, but they do say that Flewelling went around nonetheless, so it is a strike. I thought it hit the end of the bat of Flewelling, but I guess they're going to say it hit Musette's glove, so they appeal to Nicholas Saxton, and he says, yep, he went around. That's strike number two. Here's the payoff pitch from De La Cruz. It's a slider missing on the outer third, 77 miles per hour. Kind of that sweeping slider of Nicholas De La Cruz. It's a five-pitch walk, and Nathan Flewelling aboard for the third time this afternoon. He sprints his way down to first base. The Tampa Bay Rays number 20 prospects. Gives way to Angel Mateo, the cleanup man. A sac fly in the third, ground out in the fifth, flew out in the first. The league's leader with 62 RBI this year through his first 80 games. First pitch home, it's a curveball that drops on the inner third. 1-0, it's a called ball. Trying to pitch it in on Angel Mateo, lefty on righty. Here's the 1-0 from Nicholas. Swung on and grounded hard down the third baseline, but just foul. The exit velo was there for Mateo, but he needs to straighten up on that 88-mile-per-hour cutter from Nicholas De La Cruz. A guy that has the hands really above his head, kind of like Rafael Devers, starts it high. So you throw him something low in the zone, and he's got to bring the hands down on the ball. It's going to be tough for him to connect on those pitches lower in the zone. So we'll see if De La Cruz tries to go back there. A ball and a strike. The pitch home. It's a fastball that runs high and away. 92 miles per hour. Count progresses to 2-1 on Angel Mateo. Beautiful Sunday here in Salem. For game number 6 of this 6-game series. River Dogs have already clinched the 6-game set. 4-1 they lead in the overall series. The 2-1 swung on and lined into left field. This will drop for a base hit. Angel Mateo taking it to left, and he's got his first hit of the afternoon. First time Mateo's aboard, and there's runners on first and second for Ryan McCoy. McCoy, the left-hand swinging right fielder. He's been aboard two of his three times up today. A line out in the first, single in the third, walked in the fifth. For a guy that's in his first week of affiliated baseball, had his contract purchased from the New York Boulders of the Independent Frontier League earlier this week. McCoy, a .261 hitter this week. He's got six hits in his debut week. He'll get to make his home debut next week when the Charleston River Dogs host the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for six games. And it's interesting, the River Dogs have six series left after today. First pitch to McCoy, it's a slider that's in the dirt, 1-0. So they have six series left. They play Myrtle Beach twice for a home-and-home. They play Augusta twice in a home-and-home. And they play Hickory twice in a home-and-home. Charleston only plays those three teams, and those are the top four in the South Division. Myrtle Beach first, Hickory in second, Charleston in third, Augusta in fourth.
Here's the 1-0 from De La Cruz. It's a fastball missing in the dirt, 2-0. So the River Dogs have a chance to make up a ton of ground with 12 of their remaining 24 games after today against the two teams above them in the standings. Prime opportunity for Sean Smedley and the River Dogs to try to build on that 4.5 games out mark and try to cut into the deficit. The 2-0 pitch to McCoy. It's a breaking ball called strike at the belts, 2-1. And as for the Red Sox, they are 8 games back. Salem goes to Lynchburg next week to play a 6-game set against the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are right above Salem in the standings. They're 6.5 back, so the Sox are a game and a half back of Lynchburg. The 2-1. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, 3-1. Then they host Kannapolis in an interdivision matchup. The Cannonballers have struggled a little bit in the second half, 13-16, just trying to get things going. They play Kannapolis in a home-and-home. That's the only team that the Red Sox will see twice down the stretch. The 3-1 pitch is swung on and dribbled foul off the backstop. It's full. I mean, the counterpart to that would be, you know, the Red Sox had that 6-week split against the Lynchburg Hillcats, the Fredericksburg Nationals, and the Delmarva Shorebirds to start the season, where it felt like they played a home-and-home for the first 6 weeks of the campaign. But Charleston will end the season with those three home-and-home series. The payoff pitch, McCoy swings and lines this one into center field. It is Asensio who makes the catch head high. No tag from the runner Flewelling at second. And Yosunder will catch the L8 for the second out, keep the runners where they're at. Runners on first and second for Larry Martinez. The right-hand swinging first baseman. Charleston 4, Salem 4, top of the seventh from Carilion Clinic Fields. But again, it's crazy. After today, 6 weeks left of the season. About a month and a half. First week of September when the season ends. And August starts on Friday, believe it or not. Seriously, where did the time go? July has come and gone. June has come and gone. Still feels like we're in the dog days of summer here. First pitch to Larry Martinez. It's a fastball that runs away 1-0. And again, the Red Sox, their 6 series. They go to Lynchburg next week. They host Kannapolis in 2 weeks. At Fredericksburg, host Carolina at Kannapolis. Then they host the Fayetteville Woodpeckers to conclude out the season. But again, Kannapolis is the only team the Sox will see out of the South Division left. They played a home-and-home with Hickory, a home-and-home with Charleston. They went to Kannapolis and they play a home and, went to Augusta and play a home-and-home with Kannapolis. The 1-0 is swung on and clubbed into shallow right field. Justin Gonzalez settles under it, and he leathers it up head high for out number 3. Nicholas De La Cruz working out of some trouble. He sees 5 batters, no runs off a hit. Charleston leaves 2 men aboard. We go to the bottom of the 7th. Stretch time in Salem. Red Sox 4, Charleston River Dogs 4. Back at 90 on MILB TV.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. 2 divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play. Only at Pickle on the Diamond. Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
It's time for more Salem Red Sox baseball. Let's head back out to Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
7th inning stretch here from Salem. The Red Sox and the River Dogs playing to a 4-4 ball game as Salem comes to bat with Frederick Jimenez, D'Angelo Ortiz, and Yosunder Asensio in the bottom third of the order, trying to get something going against Jacob Kamatz, the reliever for the Charleston River Dogs, who has sat down the last 8 batters he has faced. The last guy to get aboard, and the only guy to get aboard against Kamats, was Frederick Jimenez back in the 4th inning. So it's been 9 batters, been 8 batters, if I can do my math correct. But it's righty on lefty to Frederick. The first pitch home, Jimenez takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Try the old Uncle Charlie. It starts 1-0 to Frederick. Jimenez, the switch-hitting first baseman. He is 2-for-10 this week against the Charleston River Dogs in his 77th game of the season. The 1-0 offer, Jimenez swings and sends a high chopper to the second baseman, Polanco. Bounces into his glove, flings it to first. Martinez has it. It's out number one. 9 straight retired by Kamats. And D'Angelo Ortiz will try to break the streak, or break the slump, I should say, of the Red Sox. The 21-year-old out of Miami, Florida, just celebrating his 21st birthday on the 4th of July. Talk about the best birthday you can have. July 4th might be up there. Righty on righty matchup. Ortiz 0-for-2 with 2 groundouts. Here's the pitch from Kamats. D'Angelo takes a fastball that misses away 1-0. A guy that showcased very impressive bat-to-ball skills when he was playing in the JUCO ranks with Miami-Dade. The 1-0 offer, Ortiz swings and pops this one down the right field line. It's curling, and it will just go foul, missing by about 15 feet down that right field line. Ortiz still yet to homer. Did not homer with the Florida Complex League Red Sox. Didn't homer with the Brockton Rocks of the Futures Collegiate League of New England. So still waiting for that first major home run. Boy, we're coming a big time right here. Tied at 4. Bottom of the 7th. The pitch from Kamats. D'Angelo takes the curveball in the dirt. The appeal to the field umpire, Nicholas Saxton. He says D'Angelo held up. And it's a good call on that. D'Angelo didn't really have the bat leave his back right shoulder. I guess they just wanted to appeal, get a second opinion on it. Nonetheless, it's 2-1. Righty on righty affair. Kamats, from the windup, whips the pitch home. Ortiz swings and pops this foul down the right field line. It goes to 2-2. That one got stuck underneath a railing next to that 307 sign. I don't know how someone's going to get that out. It's like wedged underneath the railing. I want to see this kid's going to go run up and try to get it. You know, you got to go over a little bit. There we go. He's got it. Oh, wow. I guess it wasn't really wedged in there. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kamats brings it home. Ortiz swings and lines his foul down the right field line. It's off the netting. Because the way that the railings look here, you have obviously the top bar, you have some kind of mesh paneling, and then you have a bottom bar, but there's probably about, you know, I would say 2-3 feet between the concrete and where the bottom bar of the railing sits, so it's enough room for a baseball to get stuck underneath it. That's exactly where the ball got stuck. The 2-2 pitch, Ortiz sees a fastball out and away. It's ball number 3. I'm telling you, kids will do anything for a baseball nowadays. They come to the ballpark with one goal in mind. They want to leave with a baseball. Maybe get it signed, too, at the end of the day. Especially D'Angelo Ortiz. It's a good autograph to have. The payoff pitch to D'Angelo. He takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Ball number 4. Ortiz aboard for the first time in the ballgame. He draws a 6-pitch walk. And it's the first walk drawn by the Salem Red Sox of the afternoon. First walk is brought to you by New River Electrical. Since 1953, New River Electrical has been the trusted electrical contractor for coast-to-coast electrical construction, utility upgrades, installation, transmission, and distribution. Yosander Asensio will swing it from the left-hand side. The switch hitter, 0-for-2 in the 9th spot. Runner on first, 1 gone, bottom of the 7th, tied at 4. The pitch home, Yosander watches a fastball miss low and away. It's 1-0. Asensio struck out in the 2nd, flew out in the 4th. Guy who's batting in the 9 hole for just the 3rd time this season. Here's the 1-0 deal. It's swing and a miss from Yosander. Whiffs on the 90-mile-per-hour pitch from Kamats. Jacob Kamats, again, a traditional starter for the Charleston River Dogs, has made 13 starts this year, so he has actually gone 5 innings quite a lot this season. That's kind of the range he aims for every time he takes the rubber.
So far today, he's only thrown 3 2/3. The 1-1 is dribbled foul down the first baseline. It hits off the base of that first base dugout of the River Dogs. 1-2. And Komats has thrown just 55 pitches in this ballgame. That walk to Ortiz was just the second base runner he's allowed, first since the fourth inning. And we're in the bottom of the seventh. It was the first batter to reach in 9 batters. Still hitless throw through the 10 batters brought up against Komats. The 1-2 is a breaking ball that skips in the dirt. Flewelling really flung that mask off to block it down with that blue all-star chest protector. It's got the gray side paneling, the white all-star logo underneath, kind of at the heart of Flewelling. Kind of like a weird, it's like the top half of a star is the all-star logo. It's got like the 3 pillars on it, 2 side pillars and the 1 side sticking up. It's one of the cooler logos in baseball equipment brands, I would say. The 2-2 pitch to Yosander. He swings and lines this one over a leaping Martinez, but it just curls foul down the right field line. Asensio would have had a frozen rope down the right field line if it stayed fair. But he just put too much spin on that, and it hooks foul. Instead, it's a loud strike number 2. The River Dogs breathe the sigh of relief. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Yosander trying to play hero here. Bottom of the seventh, tied at 4, runner on first. 1 gone. Komats brings the pitch home. Yosander watches the pitch in the dirt. It's a changeup that misses low, now full to the Red Sox 9-hole hitter. Justin Gonzalez stands on deck. Gonzalez 2-for-3 with 2 singles. One of 3 Red Sox with a multi-hit effort so far today. The payoff pitch, Asensio watches the fastball at his eye level away. Ball number 4. It's a 6-pitch battle won by Yosander in back-to-back free passes. Puts the go-ahead run on second base. And Levy Romero, the pitching coach for Charleston, will waltz his way out of the first base dugout. First time we see the pitching coach for the River Dogs. This is a big situation for the 22-year-old out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Game is on the line. A golden opportunity for the Red Sox. This is the first time the Sox have brought a runner to second base since the second inning. Red Sox have had just 2 base runners entering this inning that have reached first base. Neither of them have gotten to second base since the second inning. First inning, the Red Sox scored 4 runs off 5 hits. Second inning, they scored no runs, but they had 2 well-hit baseballs, and they had a runner cut out of the plates. But since the second inning, it's the first time the Red Sox have a runner at second base in the form of D'Angelo Ortiz. Righty on righty to Justin Gonzalez. Here's the pitch on. Gonzalez swings and pops this one up behind home plate. This will fly into the seats. Took a huge bounce off the concourse. Kind of goes out by that first base concession stand. 0-1. Gonzalez, the number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, looking for his 3rd hit of the afternoon. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Gonzalez sees a fastball called strike at the knees, 91 miles per hour. It's 0-2. Sox have still just had 1 hit off Komats, which came in the 4th inning in the form of a Frederick Jimenez leadoff single. 5th, 6th, now 7th inning, still hitless against the Charleston reliever. Gonzalez will call time and depart the right-handed batter's box. Justin takes off the blue batting helmet, wipes off the sweat with that left long sleeve shirt, adjusts the white and red batting gloves, Franklin the Brands. Before stepping back in, has the jersey about 3/4 of the way buttoned up. Last 2 buttons undone, showing the gold chain underneath with the red undershirt. The 0-2 pitch to Gonzalez. He swings and grounds this one. Stopped by a diving Gonzalez at short, but he loses the baseball trying to throw it to third. All the runners will be safe. It was the shortstop Justin Gonzalez that went diving to his right. He kept it in the infield to prevent Ortiz from scoring, but then he tried to just flick it up to the third baseman Monzon. And on the effort to flick it up, he just kind of fumbled with the baseball, and it's going to be a 10th hit for the Salem Red Sox. Good piece of hitting by Gonzalez, and the bases are loaded for Starlin Nunez. Take another look at it. It's kind of a funky play, but it could have been a lot worse for Charleston. So they kind of hedge their losses on it. And as a result, it's righty on lefty to Nunez. Infield will play an interesting shift. You have the bases loaded, first of all. Ortiz on third, Asensio on second, Gonzalez on first. First pitch to Starlin. He swings and misses on the 84-mile-per-hour breaking ball. It's 0-1. Third baseman Monzon playing about 10 feet close to second base, so the third baseline is totally exposed. Shortstop Gonzalez is holding on the runner, and Ortiz kind of playing up the middle. Second baseman Polanco playing in his regular left-handed batter shift. Then the first baseman Martinez now backing up on the edge of the grass out in right field. So the middle infield at double play depth. First and third baseman playing the regular left-handed batter shift, and the infield shifted straight up. No balls and a strike on Starlin. Kamats comes set just on the Holy City lettering on his Tampa Bay blue jersey. The 0-1 pitch. Nunez swings and grounds this one to the first baseman Martinez, and he fumbles with it. In the score is Ortiz, and the Red Sox have a 5-4 lead. Larry Martinez knocked the baseball down but could not come away with a throw. And every runner advances 90 feet with Starlin Nunez delivering a big blow. It's going to be an E3, but a huge hit in play for Starlin Nunez. Red Sox lead 5-4, bottom of the seventh. Yoel and Cespedes looking to keep the momentum going. Asensio up to third, Gonzalez to second now, Nunez on first base. Yoel and Cespedes righty on righty. He's got two hits in the ballgame, looking for a third. First pitch home, Yoel swings and lines this one down the third baseline. Asensio had to fall to the dirt to avoid getting hit on it. Gotta look out. That ball came off the bat, a screamer off the bat of Yoel Cespedes. But Asensio luckily did not get hit. He was in foul territory, so it wouldn't have made a difference. But everyone's okay. No balls and a strike. One out, bottom of the seventh, Sox lead by one. Here's Kamats' deal. Cespedes swings and lines this one down the left field line in front of the 84-mile-per-hour changeup. Hits off of the back fencing of the Red Sox bullpen down the left field line. So a long strike number two. No balls and two strikes. Kamats could really use a strikeout here with the bases loaded. Cespedes trying to get the opposite of that. Bring home some more insurance runs with the Red Sox having scored for their first time since the opening frame. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Yoel, and he swings and misses on the curveball in the dirt. Everybody's occupying a base, so no drop third strike in effect. And it's a strikeout for Kamats. Cespedes shaking his head, walking back to the dugout. He knew that wasn't the pitch for him. But nonetheless, it gives way to Andrew Musette. Musette, the two-run homer in the first inning. Strong right-handed bat. Bases loaded. Two gone. Red Sox lead by one. Jacob Kamats against Andrew Musette. Here's the pitch home. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, stopped by the catcher Flewelling. 1-0. The Red Sox would really like some insurance here. Again, a team that's left 62 men on base since the post-All-Star break last Friday. It's over an eight-game stretch, second most in the Carolina League in that eight-game span. Kannapolis Cannonballers is the only team that's left more guys on base over the last eight. The 1-0 pitch en route home. Musette swings and dribbles this down the third baseline. Monzon feels that he fires to first, and Martinez has it, out number three. Well, the Red Sox do score a run to break the tie. It was a Starlin Nunez E3 RBI. Sox lead 5-4 after seven innings. We head to the eighth. Red Sox 6 outs away from claiming a victory to secure, end this nine-game homestand. Back in 90 on MILB TV.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy More, Save More.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Now back to the ballpark with the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
Red Sox had a good bottom of the seventh. They struck for one run off of just one hit. They left the bases loaded, but they got the run to take a 5-4 lead with them into the top half of the eighth. Nicholas De La Cruz, the southpaw, back out after working out of a jam in the seventh inning. He will see the bottom third in the eye order with Jeter Garcia, Jose Contreras, and Jose Monzon. Red Sox threw Jesus Treviso for his single-A baseball debut. As a starter, Treviso went 2 1/3, allowed 7 hits, 4 earned runs, a walk and 2 strikeouts, and an eventual no decision. Before Jose Bayo went 3 2/3, 2 hits, no runs allowed, and what would also be a no decision for Bayo. But Nicholas De La Cruz is right now taking this game into his second inning of relief work, and he sees the bottom third of this Charleston lineup. Red Sox trying to win their first game since Friday night when they took down the River Dogs 6-5. First pitch, a breaking ball called strike on the outer third to Garcia, 0-1. River Dogs currently lead the series 4-1, but the Red Sox would like to take a second. You know, they lost the overall season series to Charleston, but it would be the second time that these teams meet that it is a 4-2 split in favor of Charleston. If the Red Sox can win, the 0-1 is swung on and lined foul off the net behind home plate, 0-2. When these teams first met at the Joe down in Charleston, the River Dogs took the first 4 meetings Tuesday through Friday. But then the Red Sox were able to win Saturday and Sunday to avoid the sweep to Charleston. River Dogs did actually sweep a series this year, 6 games against Kannapolis on the road. The 0-2 fastball missing the outer third at 91 miles per hour. It's 1-2. It's a very good Charleston team, and it's going to be interesting to watch how these guys try to stack up in the playoff race coming down the stretch. Again, 12 of their remaining 24 games against Charleston, against Myrtle Beach and Hickory. The 1-2, it's a breaking ball missing at the eye level of Garcia, 2-2. The other 12 games they have to play, rather, I'm trying to do my math on this, 6, 12, to 24 of the remaining, is that 40? My math is not good on this. 6 series left for the 6 against Myrtle Beach and Hickory. We'll go with that. The 2-2 is swung on and grounded to the shortstop, Nunez. He fields it with ease. 2 shuffles fired to first. Jimenez has it, out number 1. All right, here we go. 38 games left. 24 will come against Myrtle Beach and Hickory. I feel like that might be like basic level math. 6 times 6. Right, 6 series left. We'll see. Pinch hitter Theo Gillen will come into the ballgame for Jose Contreras in the 8th spot. So Gillen will play in all 6 games this week, and the number 2 prospect of the Tampa Bay Rays organization will look to build on his 1-for-4 night last night. Did have an RBI single in the 7th inning, but a guy that's really good, batting .276 for Charleston. First pitch home, Gillen watches the breaking ball, a called strike. 0-1. Against the southpaw, Theo Gillen is batting .260 against left-handed pitchers this year. Better than the .243 that Contreras is hitting against the lefties. The 0-1. Gillen, excuse me, swing. Chops it before the pitcher. De La Cruz fields it, fires to first. Jimenez has it. Out number 2. Kind of an excuse me accidental swing by Theo Gillen. But he punched it in play, and Nicholas De La Cruz is there to fire out Gillen. And there's 2 gone here in the 8th. Jose Monzon will try to avoid the dreaded 1-2-3 frame. The left-handed bat, who, believe it or not, weird, he's got the reverse splits. He hits better against the lefties at 259 compared to the 175 mark against the righties. First pitch, Monzon watches the slider skip in the dirt. It's 1-0. And you'll see that some guys have reverse splits, and you know, it's just sometimes it works out, though, especially in single-A baseball where there isn't a whole lot of left-handed pitchers. Sometimes the left-handed numbers might be a little bit more ballooned with the lack of a sample size. The 1-0, it's a slider low and away, and the right-handed pitchers is what you're seeing every day for most of the at-bats. Like Monzon, for example, he has 54 at-bats against the lefties, but 172 against the righties. So not necessarily an apples-to-apples comparison, but they do still produce batting averages, and Monzon technically better against the lefties. The 2-0 is a fastball missing high at the eye level of Monzon at 3-0. A River Dog team that has won each of their last four Sunday games. They have not lost on a Sunday in the second half so far. Red Sox team trying to rebound after winning both of their games last Sunday. The 3-0 is a breaking ball up and away. Monzon started departing the left-handed batter's box before the pitch fully came in. It's a four-pitch walk. Sox swept that doubleheader with Fayetteville last Sunday to take the overall weekend set with the Woodpeckers. The Sox first series win since May the 4th. Time is called. Alex Reynolds will make his way out to the bump. Second time, Alex Reynolds will call for a mound visits. The first-year pitching coach for the Red Sox talks things over with Nicholas De La Cruz. Southpaw has gone an inning and two-thirds. It is the longest outing for De La Cruz in his last five. He's kind of kept to a smaller sample size over his last five games. The longest he threw over the last five came on Thursday when he threw 31 pitches in an inning and a third against Charleston. But kind of a just middle relief guy. You know, if you're the Red Sox, you want to try to see De La Cruz get through the top third here. You've got Ricardo Gonzalez, the switch hitter, but then Narciso Polanco and Nathan Flewelling, two left-handed bats. So ideally, De La Cruz can get you this third out, and then you turn things over to Aberson Polanco for the ninth. And first pitch, a curveball called strike. 0-1 on that sweeper from De La Cruz. It looks like a curve, but it, I guess technically is a sweeper for Nicholas. And it's 0-1. The pitch, it's a breaking ball, called strike at the knees, quickly 0-2 to Ricardo Gonzalez. Whatever Alex Reynolds said to Nicholas, definitely working. Two pitches, two strikes for the southpaw. And Gonzalez down to his final strike here in this eighth inning. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and lined up the middle. Cespedes leaps and makes the catch. Yoel and Cespedes, a brick wall at second. Nothing gets by Yoel. And the Sox get out of the eighth, untouched. De La Cruz faces four. No runs off, no hits. Charleston leaves a man aboard. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox come to bat with Uten, Azokar, and Jimenez, looking for insurance against Charleston. Back in 90 on MILB TV.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Home half of the eighth, the Red Sox with a 5-4 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. New arm into the ballgame for the visitors. It is Andy Rodriguez, the right-hander out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. The 22-year-old appears in his 29th game with the River Dogs this season, a 2-3 record, a 5.84 ERA. That was the play to end us in the top of the eighth. It was Yoan Cespedes with a nice catch on the line out to his right. And now Nathaniel Uten, Andy Azokar, Frederick Jimenez trying to do more damage. First pitch, a fastball called strike on the outer third from Andy Rodriguez, who throws a two-seam, a four-seam, a slider, and a changeup. He threw an inning 4 days ago on the 23rd against the Red Sox, allowed four hits, two runs, both of which earned, and a no decision for Rodriguez. But now back out for a second time this week, taking over a ball game that's 5-4 Salem. To Jacob Kamatz departs after 4 1/3. The 0-1 is fouled off the nets, now 0-2. Kamatz went 4 1/3, two hits allowed, one run, two walks, three strikeouts for the right-hander, who's scheduled to start today, but ended up coming out of the bullpen. The count is 0-2. Rodriguez set at the belts. Leg kick and the pitch home. Uten swings and misses on the 88-mile-per-hour changeup. Powering off speed for Rodriguez, and he strikes out the first batter he sees, one guy. So some defensive changes as well for the Charleston River Dogs. Theo Gillen remains in the game. He plays center field after pinch hitting for Jose Contreras. And Angel Mateo moves from center field to left field. So Mateo in left. Gillen now at center. First pitch to Azokar is a fastball called strike on the inner third. It starts 0-1. Gillen has a pinch hitter grounded out to the pitcher, De La Cruz. Most likely will not come up again to bat unless Charleston can get a rally going. The 0-1, Azokar swings and flies this foul down the right field line. It will see the seats up in section 207. And we'll go chase that one down. Righty on righty, Rodriguez and Azokar. Here's the pitch home, and he watches the breaking ball missing the dirt, 1-2. River Dogs, 4 runs off 10 hits, 1 error. They have left 9 men aboard. The Salem Red Sox, 5 runs off 10 hits, no errors. They've left 5 men aboard. Sox stand just 3 outs away in the top of the ninth from winning the finale of this 9-game homestand. The 1-2, Azokar swings and flies this one in a right field. It is McCoy who ranges under it, comes in to make the catch. Out number 2. And it was just the situational hitting for the Salem Red Sox. 4 runs in the first inning, a run in the 7th inning. That came off an E3 that Starlin Nunez was able to punch it to the first baseman, Martinez. But a game that was really back and forth. The Red Sox scored 4 in the first, Charleston with a run in the 2nd, 3 runs in the 3rd. And no runs in the middle third of this game before the Sox put that run up in the 7th. They search for their first win since Friday night. Righty on lefty, the pitch home. It's a fastball missing away to Jimenez. 1-0. Again, the Sox hit the road starting on Tuesday. They'll have a 6-game series at the Lynchburg Hillcats over at the Bank of the James Stadium. A ball and no strikes. The pitch, Jimenez swings in. Clobbers this one foul down the right field line. It's 1-1. As for Charleston, they end this 9-game road trip. I think they're going to be excited to sleep in their own beds and get back home. They open a 6-game series against the first-place Myrtle Beach Pelicans starting on Tuesday at the Joe. So a big series for Charleston, who currently sits 4.5 games back at first place. The Red Sox at 8 games back against the Carolina Mudcats, who they will host in about a month. The penultimate home series from Carilion Clinic Field. The 1-1, swing and a miss from Jimenez. 89-mile-per-hour changeup. It's 1-2. Aberson Polanco continues to throw in the Sox left field bullpen. He appears to be the closer that Ozzie Chavez will elect for this game. Trying to get the last 3 outs in the top of the ninth. First, Jimenez sees the 1-2. He swings and misses on the breaking ball in the dirt. Tag applied by Flewelling. It is out number 3, and Andy Rodriguez works a 1-2-3 frame. We head to the ninth. Red Sox 3 outs away from ending this series with a win. Can the Sox do it, or does Charleston have one last push left in them? You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's head back out to the ballpark.
Red Sox make a call to the pen, and they bring out the closer. It is the 21-year-old out of Venezuela, Aberson Polanco. 25th game, Polanco 2-for-3 on the save opportunities. He's got a 5.44 ERA, 43 innings pitched, and 44 strikeouts. New walkout song for Aberson, and he's hoping that will be the big spark for him to have a good back stretch of the season. And the Sox lead 5-4, three outs away from a victory. Charleston sends up the 2-3-4 in the lineup. Polanco, Flewelling, and Angel Mateo. It goes lefty-lefty rights. Polanco has been very solid against the lefties this year. First pitch swinging, and it's grounded against the shift down the third baseline in a left field. Polanco on his way to second. In the corner, Utent picks it up. He hurls it into Nunez. It is a leadoff double for Narciso Polanco. Tying run on second base for the Charleston River Dogs. And Nathan Flewelling, the number 20 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, now has a chance to give his River Dogs an opportunity to fight in the ninth. It goes righty on lefty, as the bat boy will collect all the equipment, run his way back to the Charleston first base dugout. Righty on lefty to Flewelling, who is 2-for-4 in this game. First pitch home, he watches the fastball up at the eye level, 1-0. Singles in the first and third inning, ground out in the fourth, and walked in the seventh inning for the Charleston backstop. Guy that's a 224 hitter with runners in scoring possession. He swings and flares this one in the right field. It's down for a base hit. Up to third is Polanco. Gonzalez's throw will be cut off by Jimenez. But it is a single from Nathan Flewelling, and there's runners on the corners for Angel Mateo now. The River Dogs, a team that just will not give up. A team that is 0-35 after trailing after eight innings. They have not had a come-from-behind win in the ninth inning so far this year at Charleston. But they have a chance to break that right here. Runners on first and third for Angel Mateo, the Carolina League's leader in RBI, 1-for-3 with a single his last time up off Nicholas De La Cruz, an RBI in the third with a sac fly. But now he sees Aberson Polanco for the first time. Meeting of the mounds is dismissed between Andrew Musette and Aberson Polanco. Righty on righty, infield shifts to the left. First pitch home, Mateo watches a fastball up and in. It starts 1-0. You can close the book on Nicholas De La Cruz. The reliever goes two innings, allowing just one hit, no runs, two walks, no strikeouts. Before turning things over to Polanco, the 1-0. Mateo swings in, dribbles this one foul down the third baseline. It goes a ball and a strike now. De La Cruz just threw just 37 pitches as well. A River Dog team that has not scored since the third inning. They scored four unanswered in the second and third to tie the game up, but have not led in this game. The 1-1 pitch to Mateo. He watches a fastball over his head. He has to duck to avoid getting hit. It's 2-1 now. Aberson again 2-for-3 on his save opportunities. A huge opportunity to end this homestand with an exclamation mark. The 2-1 is swung on and popped foul down the right field line. This one will see the seats. It's the first save opportunity for Aberson since the 21st of June. He has saved each of his last two games. His blown save came on the 8th of April at Fredericksburg. So it has been over 3 months since Polanco blew a save. Now the corner infielders will play in for the Red Sox. Now they're going to move back. Yoan Cespedes and Starlin Nunez were kind of gesturing at each other. And everyone's going to look over at the third base dugout of the Red Sox. I don't know what the confusion is. Alex Reynolds is going to walk out. What's that, a fresh pitch selection wristband, Polanco? I don't know if it's a rosin bag. Well, everyone was standing around, and I don't really know what they were looking at, but there's no rosin bag out there, so Aberson Polanco will ask for a rosin bag, and they give it to him. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco from the belt brings the pitch home. It's a breaking ball in the dirt, 82 miles per hour, blocked by Musette. It's full. Andrew Musette needs to be a brick wall behind the dish. He cannot allow anything behind him, or else a speedy Aberson, or a speedy Narciso Polanco will break for the plate. 29 stolen bases for the guy on third base. The payoff pitch is swung on and grounded to the shortstop. Nunez knocks it down, fires to second. Cespedes, the relay to first, is not in time. The River Dogs tie us up. Angel Mateo, an RBI fielder's choice. And he legs it out to avoid the double play as well. Starlin Nunez made a spectacular play to keep it in the infield. They did get Fluelling out at second for the first out. Polanco scored from third, and it is now a 5-5 ball game. Left-handed batter Ryan McCoy digs in. First pitch en route home to McCoy. It's a fastball missing high and away, 1-0. New score 5-5, top of the ninth. River Dogs, 5 runs off 12 hits, 1 error. They have left 9 men aboard. The Red Sox, 5 runs off 10 hits, no errors. They have left 5 men aboard. The 1-0, McCoy swings and pops this one into left field. U10 chasing it back on the warning track. He leaps up, and this one hits off the base of the wall. Mateo on his way to third. He gets the windmill. The throw from Nunez will be eaten up at short. And Ryan McCoy, in his first week of single-A baseball, delivers a go-ahead double in the top of the ninth to give the River Dogs a 6-5 lead. Man, the Salem Sox cannot catch a break. And Ryan McCoy just pushes that one into left field off the base of the wall. And he has his second career minor league baseball RBI. Mateo kept on running and did not look back. First pitch swung on and popped up from Larry Martinez into right field. Justin Gonzalez will make the catch on the run. No tag from McCoy. Out number 2. Charleston River Dogs lead 6-5. And Jeter Garcia will be the new batter. Garcia, the right-handed bat, takes a practice swing before entering the box. River Dogs team that has not scored since the third inning tack on 2 runs here in the ninth. Thanks to an Angel Mateo RBI fielder's choice and a Ryan McCoy RBI double. Give the River Dogs a newfound 6-5 lead. First pitch home, McCoy breaks for third. Fastball, the throw down from Musette, skips into left field. And there will be time called and we're going to have obstruction on third. Or are they going to call obstruction on the runner? Hold on now. This could get interesting. Home plate umpire Parker Powell. Meet with the runner. So what are they going to call here? So there was obstruction called. Ortiz and McCoy kind of fumbled on each other. Hold on, they're sending him back to second base? Okay, this makes no sense. So McCoy is put back on second base. There's no outs recorded.
The count is 0-1 on Garcia. I don't know what they just called right there. The pitch home, it's a fastball called strike on the inner third, 0-2. If it was interference on Ortiz, that was bizarre. Polanco from the first base side of the rubber, the pitch home, it's a breaking ball missing the outer third. We'll see if they let the first pitch stand. And the count is 1-2. So, yeah, the first pitch, I guess the first pitch was a foul ball, but the count is 1-2. The pitch is swung on and grounded to the third baseman, Ortiz. He charges, fires to first. Jimenez has it. And that is out number three. Red Sox get out of the ninth, not before the Charleston River Dogs tack on a pair thanks to a Ryan McCoy RBI double and an Angel Mateo RBI force outs. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Sox looking for a rally. They trail by one.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox Baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ 24. Don't just hear about it, watch it live. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Bottom of the ninth, last licks for the Salem Red Sox. They trail the Charleston River Dogs 6-5. Lineup goes 8-9-1, Ortiz, Asensio, and Gonzalez. Just want to clarify, top of the ninth, that play in which McCoy broke for third, Musette threw to third, and it skipped into left field, they called umpire interference on the play. Musette, in the effort to throw to third, collided with home plate umpire Parker Powell. First pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt to Ortiz, 1-0. So because Musette collided with the home plate umpire and skipped the throw into left field, home plate umpire Parker Powell called interference on himself, and that was why McCoy reverted to second base. The 1-0 pitch, Ortiz swings and pops this one up down the first base line, and we'll see the seats 1-1. Because I was curious, because I'm like, the pitch still counted, so it wasn't time called or a balk or anything. And they sent it back to second, which makes me think there was no interference on the play at third base, but that was the official call. Umpire's interference is why McCoy got sent back to second base. Just wanted to throw that out there. A ball and a strike. The count to D'Angelo Ortiz. It's a fastball inside. He has to dodge his way out of it. 2-1. Andy Rodriguez is back out for his second inning of relief work. After the River Dogs tack on two runs in the top of the ninth to take a 6-5 lead with them into the bottom of the ninth. 2-1 pitch from Rodriguez. It's a fastball called strike on the outer third. 2-2 now. D'Angelo Ortiz departs the right-handed batter's box. We're placing the right foot and then the left foot. Taps the home plate twice. Rodriguez from the first base side of the rubber. Likes the sign and fires the 2-2 home. Ortiz swings and fouls it off his front left foot. He's in the box. So it remains 2-2. Ortiz is 0-2 in this ballgame. He did walk and come around to score the run in the seventh inning on the E3 that Starlin Nunez grounded into, the fielding error against the first baseman Martinez. But nonetheless, the Red Sox have watched as now two leads have slipped away from them. 4-0 and 5-4. The 2-2 is swung on and grounded to the second baseman, Polanco. He charges on it, fires to first. Martinez has it, out number one. So there's one gone, and Yosander Asensio will try to spark some offense. The 9-hole hitter, 0-2 with a walk his last time up.
Asensio, the switch hitter, will dig in from the left-hand side. The Red Sox have only blew one other four-run lead this season. That came against the Lynchburg Hillcats on the 6th of July. Hoping that they don't blow this one, but potentially could walk it off here. First pitch, a fastball called strike on the outer third. It starts 0-1. But again, just a Red Sox team that just has not been able to catch a break, it feels like. Every time the offense gets going, the opposition comes back harder, firing stronger. The 0-1 play, 0-1 pitch is a fastball away, 1-1. And it's just been one of those seasons for the Salem Red Sox where, I mean, 10 hits should be good enough to win you a ball game, and they've looked really good here today, but just haven't been able to catch that break. The 1-1 pitch to Asensio, it's a breaking ball missing away, 2-1. And again, Charleston is a really good ball club. A team that currently sits 9 games above 500. A win today would bring them their 10-game over 500 mark for the first time this season. The 2-1, Asensio watches a fastball on the outer third call strike. He leaped up into the air. He knew that was his pitch, but didn't pull the trigger on it. It's 2-2. The Red Sox, they're slowly running out of time here if they want to make a push for the pennant race in the second half. They only have 6 series to go after today. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Asensio swings and misses on the 86-mile-per-hour pitch. Rodriguez blows one past him. It is the third strikeout for Andy Rodriguez. And there's 2 gone for Justin Gonzalez. Gonzalez, the right-handed right fielder. Number 7 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. A River Dog team trying to do something that they have not done this season, and that is win a game after trailing after the 8th inning. First pitch to Gonzalez is a fastball up and in. Did it hit him? No, he must have just lunged out of the way of it. 1-0. Team that was 0-35 trailing after 8 innings. The Red Sox, on the flip side of that stat, they were 26-4 leading after 8 innings. The 1-0, Gonzalez watches a fastball up at the hands. It's now 1-2-0. And the Red Sox, they've seen some good games over the homestand. They've seen some other ones as well. But they were really hoping for a big momentum shift here today before they head to Lynchburg. Starting on Tuesday, the 2-0 is swung on and popped foul down the first baseline. This one will hit into the seats, 2-1. Again, a Red Sox team that took a 4-0 lead after the first inning. Gave up a run in the second, 3 runs in the third to tie it at 4 apiece. And then a run in the seventh for the Sox, 2 runs in the top of the ninth for Charleston. The 2-1 swung on and grounded down the third baseline. It's a foul ball. Just skipping over the base, but foul. They're missing that front left corner of the third base back. It's now 2-2. Sox down to their final strike. Gonzalez 3-for-4, looking for his 4th hit and to keep the ball game going. A Sox team that had 9 of their 10 hits through the first 4 innings. Just 1 hit through the last 4 innings. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez, first time called by Gonzalez at the plate. Innings 5, 6, 7, 8. There's one more out before the ninth is complete, and the Red Sox have seen just 1 hit. Only 2 hits total against the Charleston bullpen in this ballgame. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Justin Gonzalez. It's strike 3 swinging. 98 miles per hour upstairs, and Justin Gonzalez comes up empty. Huge hug between Nathan Flewelling and Andy Rodriguez. The Charleston River Dogs come flooding out of the first base dugout and the right field bullpen. Charleston, in dramatic fashion, win their first game this season when they were trailing after 8 innings. Now 1-35 trailing after 8. That's going to do it for us for this 9-game homestand. The Red Sox take 2 out of 3 against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and then take just 1 out of 6 against the Charleston River Dogs. Your final line score, the River Dogs, 6 runs off 13 hits, 1 error. The Salem Red Sox, 5 runs off 10 hits. They did not commit an error.
Andy Rodriguez will get the win. He moves to 3-3 on the season. Aberson Polanco, who blows his second save of the season. Polanco earns the loss. He drops to 4-2 on the campaign. Charleston heads back home to host Myrtle Beach, while the Salem Red Sox head to the road to take on the Lynchburg Hillcats starting on Tuesday. A lot of smiles, a lot of fun had at the ballpark over the last 9 days. D'Angelo Ortiz made his debut for the Red Sox this week, but the River Dogs just proved to be the better team this week. So for our entire production crew, all the hardworking men and women in the room to my right, for our video production manager, Will Howell, for our production assistant intern, Josh Collier, I've been Braden Shank saying so long and goodbye from Salem. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks when the Red Sox host the Kannapolis Cannonballers for a 6-game series starting on Tuesday, August 5th. Until August 5th, the Red Sox at Lynchburg this week, they'll try to find the win column as they drop to 8.5 games back of first place. Again, your final score, Charleston 6, Salem 5. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Make sure to stay up to date with the Salem Sox by visiting MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time. Salem, and we'll see you next time.